Hey, it's me, that guy from that thing you're about to hear. Thanks for listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show podcast.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
Coming to you live for Big Ten Media Days.
Are there any further questions, Coach Ferentz?
The Big Ten now has the best coaches in college football.
I'm not going to argue the fact that the Big Ten is a pretty good conference.
Maybe the best.
If there are no further questions, thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show.
Everybody is packing up, and we're just getting started, settling in for 4 hours here in downtown Chicago. Day two of Big Ten Media Days. Todd and Alex with you on 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. Boy, if you thought yesterday flew by, today is going to be a four-hour walk in the park. We have so much content to bring you from downtown Chicago and the final day of Big Ten Media Days. I don't know how we're going to fit it all in. You will hear coming up at the bottom of the hour, Iowa Athletic Director Gary Bartet. It was an early wake-up call today, especially since some of us went out for dinner and drinks last night. Gary met the media.
Who could you be referring to?
You were still in bed while I was down talking with Gary Bartet.
That is
true. I let you catch a little bit of a longer cat nap this morning, but
maybe 20 or so minutes.
Gary Bartet, and I think the big news there, most people are probably already aware of it, have already read on Twitter or in various news outlets. Gary Bartet essentially hinted at the fact that the day is coming at some point in time where they will be selling alcohol at Kinnick Stadium to the general public. He said, Iowa will not be the first school, and Iowa will not be the last school, but there is no timeline.
Todd, do you want to tell the listeners how that topic may have come up in the session with Gary Bartet?
Well, I asked him about it.
You did?
I did.
I wanted to let you have that one. Because in April, a lot of the Iowa media members were bringing up the fact that they asked him that very question, and he said, oh, there's no chance. It's not coming anytime soon. There's not going to be alcohol at Kinnick Stadium. And then today, it was pretty much, it's going to come eventually.
And it's going to be all about the fan experience and not about the revenue. You'll hear Gary in his own words. He does sprinkle a little bit of sunshine into the dark corner that is the Black Friday battle between Iowa and Nebraska as far as when that timeline could possibly return. I think it's an eventuality at this point, but Black Friday gets discussed as well. We're still living in Scott Frost's world, day two of Big Ten Media Days. We're going to see whether we can grab one of these Nebraska media guys and try to get them on the show. There's a program down here at the other end of Radio Row, and a good friend of the program, Doug Duda, will try to get him on and find out just exactly what the Nebraska media thinks about Scott Frost. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Matt Nelson is going to be with us at 4 o'clock. We caught up with Matt earlier today, the former Cedar Rapids Xavier product. In that interview, I put my foot in my mouth. I know this is going to be really hard for some people to believe who listen to the program every day. I ask Matt one of the dumbest questions that I have ever asked anybody in my life, and since we pre-recorded the interview, I very easily could have sliced that portion out. Nope, I left it in. I want everybody to know how big of an idiot I am. Scott Dochtman already knows from theathletic.com, Scott's new gig. He is going to be with us at 4:30. Parker Hesse at 5 o'clock talking about the rat trap. What is the rat trap? You're going to have to tune in to find out if you don't know. Dan Murphy, ESPN.com at 5:30. And then the 6 o'clock hour will bring you, everybody likes leftovers, right? We've got some player audio from yesterday and a brief, and it is brief, five-minute sit-down chat with Minnesota football coach P.J. Fleck. We caught up with him earlier today as well. So 6 o'clock, it's going to be a little bit of a hodgepodge. But, Alex, a lot to get to today. The Big Ten luncheon is already in the books. Kirk Ferentz and the Iowa players are actually at the podium right now, so they're about 20 minutes from wrapping up all of the things that they need to do here, their obligations in Chicago, so that they can head home. I did catch up with Kirk Ferentz earlier today, the portion of his time at the podium, and was able to bring back what I think is something that we didn't hear anything yesterday when Kirk sat with us. The topic didn't come up. I didn't bring it up because I know he doesn't like talking about it. And that topic is he's about to pass Hayden Fry as Iowa's all-time winningest football coach. It happens if Iowa beats Northern Illinois in the season opener. Somebody else, not a member of the Iowa media, they don't know Kirk Ferentz, doesn't like to be asked about this. They brought it up to him at podium time. Is it podium time a term? Is that a thing?
Yes, it is. Okay. That's what it's called.
At podium time, I feel like I'm talking about my kid at daycare or something. What'd you do at podium time? At his time on the podium, Kirk Ferentz was asked about passing Hayden Fry and winning his 144th game as Iowa's head football coach. Here's what he had to say about that.
Two things I joke about. I think about all the games that maybe we could have, should have won. And if we won one of those, this would all be done. It'd be a dead issue. We won't be talking about it this summer. Thank you. But bigger picture-wise, it's a reminder, I think, of just how fortunate I feel every time I get to go do anything as a football coach at Iowa. And, it's a combination. The one common denominator, I'd include my 9 years as an assistant there. You know, I've been around good players. We've had great support staff, great coaching staff. And, I'm in a good place. So you combine all those things. I would parallel to like coaching for the Steelers. You know, we've had three coaches now since 1969. We've had two since 1979. But it takes a special place, and the leadership has to really understand what competition's all about. And the Steelers have that. The Rooney family's stood for that. And I would say, you know, we've had three athletic directors since 1970. So I think that really factors in to the world I get to live in.
Kirk Ferentz earlier today is actually within about the last hour here in Chicago talking about his admiration for Hayden Fry. And essentially it's going to be a pretty emotional day for Kirk Ferentz when that day comes. Most people expect it to be the season opener against Northern Illinois. The Hawkeyes are certainly the favorite in that game. But when you stop and think about it, and it's something that we've discussed on the program before, and I think most people are well aware of, but you've had two head coaches in 40 years, three athletic directors in 40 years. There's not another program in the country that can point to that type of consistency in both of those positions. And you'll hear Gary Barta coming up in just a few minutes from earlier today saying he wouldn't mind seeing Kirk coach another 10 or 15 years at Iowa. Needless to say, I don't think anybody is going to see Kirk Ferentz's all-time win total at Iowa be topped anytime soon.
And I don't think that he's necessarily slowing down to the point where 10 to 15 more years of coaching would be just absolutely ridiculous at this point. So he's going to break this record. He's going to shatter this record. And the stability is something that the Iowa football program hangs their hat on, will continue to hang their hat on, and is always going to help them in recruiting, because you know how big negative recruiting is in college football, and programs will use against other programs is, the coach is going to leave. The coach is going to be gone. They're going to fire the coach. The coach is going to move on to greener pastures. So you shouldn't go there. You cannot say that about the University of Iowa, because you know as a player that the entire coaching staff, not just Kirk Ferentz, but there's a good chance that your position coach could be there the entire 4 or 5 year duration of your career, and that's something that absolutely helps this program.
A couple of my media brethren and I were talking earlier today about the exit strategy for Kirk Ferentz, what it's going to look like when that day comes when he decides, and I do think that he is going to make that decision. I don't think it's going to be a position in which it's made for him, a.k.a. he's terminated. This is going to be his decision to make unless things go catastrophically wrong, and if that happens, well, then it's an easy call. What's that day going to look like, and more importantly, when is that day coming? And we came to a consensus, and you guys let me know how far off base I am here. It certainly makes sense to me, and it made sense to the group of guys that I was talking with. If Iowa can put together another run of sustained success where maybe you have back-to-back 9 or 10 win seasons, and the Hawkeyes have had a couple of those runs under Kirk Ferentz, I think the next time that they get to back-to-back 9-10 win seasons where the program is peaking again, it's going to be the perfect time for Kirk Ferentz to step away. And if indeed the plan, and most of us feel the plan is probably to position Brian Ferentz, the offensive coordinator, Kirk's son, to take over the program, that's when it's going to happen. So if you want Kirk Ferentz around for a while, 7-5 is going to prolong this. But they win 10 games in back-to-back seasons or put together another run like they did in 2015, that could be an opportunity where he says, you know what, I'm old enough, I got grandkids now, I got all the money in the world. We were talking earlier today, his kids and his grandkids are set for life. They have generational money, to borrow a term from Tom Cakert from HawkeyeReport.com. He doesn't need to do this anymore. And so you've got to think maybe in the back of his mind, and I know the topic will come up in a couple weeks at Iowa's Media Day, which, again, is a Friday afternoon. It's going to be very difficult for us to bring you the type of coverage that we normally would for Media Day, but we will do our best coming up on, I believe it's August 10th is the date that was set for that. It's probably going to come up. Hey, 143, Iowa's all-time wins leader. You got to be thinking about hanging it up. You got to be thinking about retiring, right? And I think I know how Kirk Ferentz is going to answer that. 319-366-1600. Poll question at AKGYMRadio.com. Am I loud enough for everybody in the room?
Yes.
I always get a little nervous about this. I always feel like I'm being the loud one when I know I'm not.
No, you're
there are other people
the,
in here.
The quiet one.
Poll question at AKGYMRadio.com. Who wins the Big Ten this year? Kind of a throwaway. It's Big Ten Media Days. Everything wrapping up here. We got a lot of folks here on Radio Row that are already packed up. Our good friend Paul Keels, the voice of the Ohio State University. He's packed up his mysterious floating helmets.
Those
They're
things
gone.
Were...
Channing Crowder is still down there. And
tripping
if,
me out.
If we get an opportunity, I want to grab Channing and ask him if he remembers the 2004 Outback Bowl and Fred Russell running all over the place. And this is cool. I don't think we've ever seen this before on Radio Row, but the Michigan State student radio station is here broadcasting. And I don't think we've ever seen a student station here on Radio Row before at Big Ten Media Days. This has been fantastic. A great couple days here. We went out. We had a nice meal last night at a steakhouse and ran into Gary Barta, Barry Alvarez, Jim Delaney, the athletic directors of all of the Big Ten schools out for dinner.
It wasn't just that, Todd. It was the fact that everybody who was sitting down with us at dinner, I think you even said this. You said, wow, I'm surprised that Jim Delaney and Barry Alvarez aren't here. And true enough, 5 minutes later they walked in.
We were joking, Gary Barta, hey, I wonder where Jim Delaney is eating dinner tonight. And it turns out he was a couple dozen feet away from us in another room. Went out, had some drinks at the Billy Goat last night. Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register, Scott Docterman, who's going to be joining us later on the program today. Neither one had ever been to the Billy Goat before, a Chicago institution, so we went and enjoyed some $4 drafts of Schlitz. My mouth is watering just thinking about it now. The unofficial beer of the Big Ten Media Day road trip here.
And Schlitz is?
Well, you were there last night. It was going down like water. You can make your own jokes there. But we've got a great program for you today. We've already run down the lineup. We're going to try to squeeze as much. What is the old saying? Something about 10 pounds of something into a 5-pound sack. That is today's program in a nutshell. We are wall-to-wall until 7 o'clock, and then it's going to be tearing down and getting out of here as quickly as possible so we can be home and in our own beds and back at the KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids tomorrow for a three-hour. You know it's going to be funny doing a three-hour show the rest of the week after doing 4 hours. We do appreciate Scott and Mark on the gym class sort of yielding their time to us here when we come to Chicago, trying to get as much bang for our buck. And it's an expensive trip, and it's one that I think hopefully we're going to continue to do moving forward. We've streamlined the process about as much as we can here, and we bring you as much information from 2 days of Media Days here in Chicago as we possibly can. Again, hoping to get a member of the Nebraska media, wink, wink, BJ and Marion, are you listening, on to talk about the Scott Frost effect. One of the things that they do, the coaches, before the Big Ten luncheon every year, they sign autographs for the fans. And did you see the Scott Frost line today? It was almost. It was almost like the line for Javier Baez bobblehead at Wrigley Field last night. If you saw pictures of that on Twitter, it was an absolute zoo at Wrigley last night. Anthony Rizzo on the mound. That should tell you everything you need to know about how the Cubs game turned out last night. Scott Frost had the longest autograph line. Now, that doesn't mean anything in wins and losses and the Big Ten standings, but it does underscore that Big Red Nation thinks they've got their guy in Scott Frost, and he continues to dominate the headlines. Now, Urban Meyer is here today, the Ohio State head coach, dealing with the fallout of having to fire his wide receivers coach the first day of Big Ten Media Days. That news broke yesterday. For those of you unaware, his wide receivers coach was accused of domestic violence. Certainly not a good look there. The Ohio State media has been buzzing about that story all day long. DJ Durkin, Maryland head coach, a couple of the other coaches. Lovie Smith was here next to us earlier today for just a little bit. Lovie has the beard back in place, looking good. And Alex and I were both very excited about another guest, not on our program, but the Illinois station next to us, Gene Honda.
One of the best PA voices in the world.
The voice of Memorial Stadium and the Illinois Fighting Illini, as well as the United Center and the Blackhawks and Chicago White Sox, just in case Scott
and the Final Four
is listening, and the Final Four. And Gene was wearing one of his Stanley Cup rings. Holy cow.
Oh, yeah, I saw the ring.
I wanted to
that was ridiculous.
I got to be honest with you here. It's 320. I have never, I think this is number 18, 19 for me, Big Ten Media Days, I have never asked for a photo with anybody in my life here. I don't normally do that.
You still haven't.
And I still have not. I almost, earlier today, almost asked for a photo with A.J. Hawk. A.J. Hawk is here with, I believe it's Satellite Radio, doing a college football radio program. A.J. Hawk, former Ohio State linebacker, the all-time leader in tackles for my favorite team, the Green Bay Packers. Is it okay to make an exception?
Yes.
If that's the case? 319-366-1600, should I have grabbed a photo and acted like a fanboy with A.J. Hawk? 366-1600. He's probably still around here somewhere. As we mentioned, Channing Crowder, the former Dolphins linebacker, former Florida Gator, he's up here doing a radio show as well. Lots of activity today, but this is around the time where people start to pack up, people start to head home. We're just starting up, and we're going to be here when they shut the lights off.
Yep,
and we know that because the lights got shut off last night.
Half the lights actually got shut off in this room.
They're on motion sensors, and there was nobody down at the other end of Radio Row, and all of a sudden Alex and I thought we were going to get locked in here for the night. It's all right. I've got my suitcase. We have a slumber party. 366-1600. We also have passes today for the Boondock Festival. That is coming up Friday, September 7th, the day before the Iowa-Iowa State game in Tiffin. Country music, beer, food, fun times. A couple tickets for you, your chance to win between now and 7 o'clock. 366-1600, Hertzine and Stocker Jewelers text line. Use it to reach us here at the Downtown Marriott on Michigan Avenue. Downtown Chicago, great location for Big Ten Media Days. We've had so much fun here, and we're going to have a lot of fun over the next 3.5 hours, bringing you a lot of content that nobody else, no other radio station in the state of Iowa has, because they're not here, and we are. And that includes Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta. You'll hear from him coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, we'll actually check in with Kyle back at the KGYM studios. He's going to have a big board update for you. Lots of news today about college basketball. Iowa State, you and I, pairings in some of the events that they're going to be involved in, and, of course, more news from right here in Chicago. Feels a little weird to be at the epicenter of the news and then having somebody in Cedar Rapids reporting on it, but that's the way that it works out. 319-366-1600 back after this.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases, but did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA LLC has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. see us at airgas.com.
Drunk driving is one of America's most often committed and deadliest crimes. Each year, nearly 10,000 people die on the road due to drunk driving. In order to stop this deadly epidemic, cops are cracking down. Police officers are aggressively looking for drunk drivers and will arrest anyone caught driving drunk. They'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Getting tired of him? Why don't you tell him about the benefits of working at night at PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids? Solves the daycare issue and gives you some space, if you catch my drift. On top of all that, stellar benefits with retirement, medical, dental, and vision. Hey, all kidding aside, PMX could be the answer for your family because night work pays well and gives a ton of flexibility. Taking back your days could start at night. Learn more at IPMX.com. That's IPMX.com.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
What the hell are you guys all dressed up for?
Angelique, take as much of the licorice as you want. It's not going back to Iowa with us. This has really been bad. We've lacked for foot traffic here. We had the worst. I don't know whether we drew the short straw. But
we drew the short Slim Jim.
Last year we were cleaned out by this time. Licorice was gone, all of the other stuff, and now it's like no one wants to be our friends. Although I will say this, Paul Keels and the Ohio State radio guys, they brought in, now this is cheating because it's provided by the Marriott, but they brought in the Jolly Ranchers and pens from the hallway and put them on their table. What we've seen here basically... A lot of radio guys trying to up their game, and I feel as if we elevated things. As a matter of fact, P.J. Fleck, you'll hear from him in the 6 o'clock hour, P.J. remembered us from last year because we were the table that had all the treats.
He remembered us, but we have our show, or the Todd Brommelkamp Show custom cups also sitting.
Skyuma.
Also sitting on our table.
Go Gophers.
Earlier today, Dana Howard, former Illinois Fighting Illini, was sitting at a table over here, and he asked us, hey, can I borrow one of these can I have one of these cups?
One of the cups.
These are really nice.
Yeah, I'm thinking, okay.
That was awesome.
They're Illini orange.
Former Dallas Cowboy and St. Louis Ram grabbing one of our cups. Now, about 10 minutes later, I walked outside by the garbage bin, and there was our cup. He used it as a paper cup to get water and then tossed it in the garbage.
Our feelings aren't hurt. Let's send things back to Kyle on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. He's going to have your first big board update.
Iowa junior defensive end Anthony Nelson was named to the Bronco Nagurski Trophy watch list this morning. That goes to the nation's most outstanding defensive player. The 6'7" NFL prospect had a team-leading 7.5 sacks last season and earned third-team All-Big Ten honors. Some people thought Ray Lima was snubbed by the Big 12 by not receiving preseason All-Conference recognition, but he's getting plenty of attention elsewhere as he was also named to the Nagurski watch list, as well as the Outland Trophy watch list, which goes to the nation's best interior defensive lineman. Lima's coming off a strong debut season for the Cyclones, in which he earned All-Big 12 honorable mention and Defensive Newcomer of the Year honorable mention. The Iowa State basketball team received its draw for the Maui Invitational coming up in November. It'll open that event with a new-look Arizona team in the first round, and a victory would put them in front of either Illinois or Gonzaga, and another victory would lead to either Duke, Auburn, Xavier, or San Diego State. The Colonels are off today before beginning a series at home with Clinton tomorrow, but Ben Rodriguez was called up earlier this afternoon to High A Fort Myers. He hit .254 with 8 homers and 22 RBI, but he's going to be replaced by an intriguing new prospect and catcher Ryan Jeffers. Jeffers was the Twins' second-round selection in the recent MLB draft, and in 28 games for Elizabethan, he hit .422 with 3 homers, 7 doubles, 16 RBI, and a very impressive 20 walks. Tonight after the show, it's going to be the Twins still trying to recover from a 3-game sweep at the hands of the Royals. They beat Toronto on the road last night, but that's a tough stench to shake. They'll try again tonight, and you can hear it on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Don't tell me I don't still have my finger on the pulse of Eastern Iowa when I'm out of town. I know a lot of people disappointed about that Matty Poppy concert being canceled at the Market After Dark on August 25th. Apparently, the American Idol winner has had a scheduling conflict arise. Finger on the pulse, Alex. Very important in this business. I have a new favorite player after coming to Chicago for Big Ten Media Day.
Dakota Dixon?
Well, Dakota, I'm surprised, has not been by to steal more of our licorice, but it's actually one of Dakota's teammates.
Oh, Michael, DJ Edwards.
No.
Michael Dieter?
You know what?
Okay.
Let me just say it.
You like all the Wisconsin guys.
I love all the Wisconsin guys because one of them was wearing a Wilson Contreras jersey. TJ was wearing a Contreras jersey, so he's a Cubs fan. Dakota was stealing our licorice. And then Michael Dieter, not only is he dressed to the nines in a Smurf blue suit today, but Michael Dieter, I think, had one of the single greatest answers to any question I've ever heard responded to at Big Ten Media Days. He was asked about the perception that Wisconsin cannot match up with some of the top teams, I believe, in the Big Ten. I think the reference was to Ohio State, but it could have been national as well. I wish I had the audio of this. I'm just going to have to read it for you. This is Michael Dieter of the Wisconsin Badgers on the idea that Wisconsin can't match up with the top teams in the league. Quote, every year there's going to be someone that says stuff like that because it's easy. It's easy to say four or five-star recruits are going to win. Okay, congrats. You're doing a great job of being a sports analyst. You're doing a really good job analyzing sports, was the, I want to make sure I get the exact quote there.
So he's making fun of
yes.
people
wow.
who clamor about recruiting.
Wow, that's analysis. The team that has the most five-star, pick them to win every year. It's almost
that's right.
like
Texas was winning the national championship year in and year out of the past decade,
careful,
right?
Careful, BJ could still be listening
oh, sorry.
Because he's expecting to possibly hear
he'll
from.
I agree with that.
So there you go. I just
USC
professed
too.
I just professed my hidden love for all of the Wisconsin Badgers, and it had nothing to do with sharing an elevator earlier today with a very surly Barry Alvarez, who will be at Fry Fest, I believe, coming up in just a few weeks. Oh, where did the summer go? Barry Alvarez, part of that great coaching staff that Hayden Fry had assembled at Iowa in the early 80s. We have for you coming up in just a few minutes, Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta. We caught up with him earlier today. He briefed the media on a number of things going on in the Iowa Athletic Department and the possibility that one day, no timetable has been set, but the possibility that one day alcohol sales could be available to the general public at Kinnick Stadium. Here, Gary Barta, in his own words, addressed that and more when we return after this.
Pros and the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's offers the largest in-store selection of DeWalt power tools and accessories than of any national retailer. And now during DeWalt Days, they're up to 30% off. Save even more with your everyday 5% savings when you use your Lowe's business credit card. Stop by our Pro Desk for more details. So Pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. DeWalt offer valid through 8/8 while supplies last. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply, U.S. only.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, game changers. Makes me think of Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Finally, a simple, efficient way to quote home insurance. Let's go to Colin, who will now try to say something.
Okay, first of all, are you kidding? Never in my life. Okay, when you see stuff like this, look, I'm not the only one who thinks this, although everybody says I am.
Well said, Colin. Well said.
Get right to the point with Home Quote Explorer. It's a game changer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Look at this guy, so hopped up on goofballs and grass, he's got no idea what's going on.
Was that was LJ right in front of us, the man who ripped out the hearts of Iowa football fans a couple years ago at the Big Ten Championship game in Indianapolis, Michigan State running back LJ Scott, sitting just a few feet away from us, talking to Jack and Tom from The Drive, one of the many programs going on here at Big Ten Media Days. Welcome back in. Day two at the downtown Chicago Marriott on Michigan Avenue. Great show for you. If you're just joining us, we're going to hear from a couple Hawkeye football players later on in the program. Matt Nelson will kick off the 4 o'clock hour. Parker Hesse at 5 o'clock. But right now, we caught up with Gary Barta earlier today. The Iowa Athletic Director has been pretty silent over the summer. We haven't heard from him a whole lot. There's a lot going on at Iowa. The expansion project at Kinnick Stadium, it's actually going to be smaller, as we learn now. They dipped under 70,000 seats. Gary's going to address whether or not that was a tough decision, and also talks about the possibility that they could expand to get back to 70,000 at some point in the near future. But I think the thing everybody's most interested in here, and it's not Gary's thoughts on legalized gambling, although that does come up in the discussion as well. Gary is asked about Iowa selling alcohol at Kinnick Stadium and other venues in the wake of the announcement last week that Oklahoma State is going to begin selling beer at T. Boone Pickens Stadium. And Gary says, well, that day is coming to Iowa City. He doesn't have a date for it, but I'll let you listen in his own words, because it's going to happen, folks. Don't get your hopes up. It's not happening this year, but it's going to happen somewhere down the road. Here's Gary Barta earlier today with us in Chicago.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
My 13th time doing this. First time I brought the wrong clothes. And
What's the status of the North End Zone project?
Well, it every day gets closer and closer to being able to put people in it. It's phenomenal. I don't know how many of you have been in there to see it, but it truly does close in that North End Zone. The club area is going to be fantastic. And really, you might recall when we first set out, it was all about trying to improve the fan experience. You know, more leg room, more seat room, more restrooms, more concession stands. So in year one, we're just going to ask for a little patience. The seats will be in. You'll be able to sit and watch the game. The good news is they're selling really well. The club is virtually sold out. There's a few left. The Ironman boxes are long sold out. So it's going to be a great experience, but in year one, patience is going to be the virtue, because restrooms and concession stands will be temporary. I'm really excited. I think the sound is going to be louder. It's just going to feel more closed in. And you know, the icing on the cake is we got a Tiger Hawk on the water tower. So all is good so far.
Gary, multiple players from opposing teams have said Kinnick is the toughest environment they've ever played in, because of how close the fans are. Do you expect this to even improve with this North End Zone, make that even more of a...
I've heard that, and I've heard people say that a lot over the years. I still start with one of the reasons it's one of the toughest places to play is because our fans are so passionate, so loyal, so loud, but they're also right on top of the field. And if you notice, if you've been out to the North End Zone, we took the shift and went from about this to this, so it's just closer and it's higher. And so, yeah, I think it's going to add to an already historic experience.
So when are you going to do that with the South End Zone? Kidding.
South End Zone? We already renovated the South End Zone. I think that'll be the next athletic director's job.
And the next sports writer's job. Exactly.
70,000 was a big number for you guys. I think I saw 69.2-something was the official capacity. Now, how difficult was it to bite that bullet?
Starting out, you know, there was some sense of wanting to stay at 70 just because it's a nice round number. I think, you know, from a round number standpoint, we can still say 70, but you're right, it dips slightly below. I think a couple of things. One, at the end of the day, it was more important that the fan experience was improved, so having to go down a little bit was worth the exchange for the fan experience. Number two, we'll still be able to remain in the top 25 in attendance in the country. That was important to me. And then finally, I had a meeting with the stadium architects. The two corners on the South End Zone, if we ever want to or need to expand, there's a logical way to create more seats in the south corners. Again, that's not probably going to be in my tenure, but it is something that's available if we need it. I think you know, fan experience is going to be better. And if we get to the point where every ticket is sold and we need to expand, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Do you guys have the, I know the tax thing has changed things and the donations. Have you guys started to feel that yet?
I think nationally, we're all starting to, you know, trying to figure it out. So far,
right.
Knock on wood, the numbers still look great. Fans are still contributing at a high rate. Ticket sales are ahead of where they were a year ago. So the enthusiasm's there. I do think over time we'll have to figure out
right.
how. Right now, fans are just trying to figure out how to make the adjustment. We're trying to figure out how to make the adjustment. But in the short run, fortunately, our fan base is still all in.
Were there any agreements reached yesterday with the ADs regarding future scheduling and more rotation, first of all, rather than good team versus good team, and then second of all, regarding the future of the Black Friday game?
So we're getting very close. We had good discussions about it. To your point, you know, how do we best move forward in terms of matchups and West and East and the crossover games? We're very close to finalizing the announcement. I'm not the one that's going to make it. I'll let Commissioner Delaney make that announcement when the time is right. But I feel good about the future, and as you've heard, the Nebraska game is something that we've always, Kirk and I, have always been interested in continuing. I think the new regime at Nebraska is interested, so it looks like that's a good possibility, but again, we'll have to wait and see when that gets finalized.
There was a lot of talk yesterday about the perceived imbalance between the East and the West. Is that something that ever comes up when the ADs sit down and talk?
The answer to your direct question about does it come up when the ADs talk, the answer is no. You know, I know every year when I look at our schedule, and we did talk about what those future schedules would look like, we're going to have challenging teams in front of us. I look right now at our opening game in the Big Ten. Wisconsin's going to be one of the best teams in the country, and that's who we open against. You know, go down the list of all the people, as Kirk said just a moment ago, there's not a team on there that we look past. And so I really don't concern myself. And at the end of the day, because we have a championship game at the end of the season, the two best teams in each division get a chance to square off. And so, no, it's not something I dwell on or think about, because I know I'm going to have to play a lot of the teams. We're going to have to play a lot of the teams across the division. And our own division is tough enough to start with.
When you go to the table for the scheduling topic, what are you advocating for Iowa? What type of schedule do you guys want to see in that related to Big Ten?
I really, I don't advocate for anything in particular. Again, I know what the West is made up of, so I know what we're going to face in the West. I do like the discussion of a good rotation through the other side of the division. So I'm real comfortable with the discussions we've been having. And that person just lost their job. The crossover, the competitiveness of the crossover, I'm comfortable with where we're headed so far.
Okay. You guys played Penn State six straight years, for example. I mean, is that a good arrangement for you guys? Or?
You know, what I like about what we've been talking about is there are going to be some unique matchups because of the fact that we don't have an even number, exact even number. But what I like about it is it's going to be random. It's not going to be somehow, taking our school and Penn State or, some other matchup and saying that's what's going to happen. We're going to do it in more of a random crossover nature. And so if it does happen, it'll be fair, the most fair way to do it. So there's no reason to advocate for a particular team. It's really just making sure the process is as fair as it can be, and I feel good about that.
What about the notion of no divisions? And you have like maybe two or three protected rivals, and then the rest of it rotates. Does that fit in any?
So we had the Legends Leaders. We had, we've tried different things. Here's what, selfishly at Iowa, I like. I like playing all of our border schools. I like playing Minnesota and Nebraska and Northwestern and Illinois. And, I'm going to miss somebody in there. But you get my point. I like for our fans. I think it creates more energy and excitement. So selfishly, I like the fact that we have an East-West. And Wisconsin, I left them out. Maybe that was a faux pas because I don't want to have to face them the first game. But, I like that for our fans. I like the energy and that it brings to college football for us regionally. Mm-hmm. And then the crossover games are great. Yeah. Kinnick Stadium against Penn State and Ohio State last year was magical, even though we won one and lost one. The environment for college football was phenomenal. So I like the way it is, and some of that's selfish.
Yeah. So are you saying that after 2021, if the consistent crossover opponent that's going away?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
I say we come up with a system that I think has a combination of matchups and randomness that I think, and again, I'm not going to go into detail, but I like the way we ended up, where we ended up and how it's going to be going forward. Maybe after they're announced, I can share with you more of the breakdown. But I like the way we've come at it, and we're going to go about it.
What pushed that reexamination?
just, you know, when you deal with scheduling, literally, I think one of our schedulers said there was more than a billion possibilities, combinations. So you're looking at, you know, what are some of the principles and parameters? You know, not having more than two games on the road in a row, or those types of things. It just takes so much to get what's the most fair to the most people and the most competitive equity. And again, it's never going to be perfect because of the number of teams we have. But I really like where we're headed and where we're landed. So it's just good common sense discussions about what's the best way to move forward.
Did the previous Nebraska regime just flat call you and say we're not going to play Black Friday?
Oh, no, it wasn't like that. It was just ongoing discussions about, you know, what they thought they wanted, what they thought was best. We had good discussions back and forth. We kind of landed on a compromise where we were going to, you know, wherever the home game was, that school would be able to decide if it was on the Friday or the Saturday. That was kind of our compromise in the interim. And in the meantime, you know, the schedules had to be set. So that ended up getting rotated, and now, you know, from 22 on, we're going to rotate it again. So it wasn't an ultimatum. It was just a discussion about, you know, going forward, what are we going to do?
Have you discussed, like, what the SEC does, like putting, like, almost an FCS or type game toward the end of the season in the Big Ten? Is that?
We haven't discussed that.
No.
When you look at the kind of explosion of recruiting costs and staffs, has anything been discussed there about curtailing it or at least limiting it among the schools?
There have been a lot of national discussions about the growth of the football staffs. And, you know, my personal opinion is that I think you can end up having too many people because you have to be responsible for and accountable for every person that's out there doing things. And from a compliance standpoint and from a really just an efficiency standpoint, I think it can go too far. There hasn't been any, you know, absolute, we're going to put a cap on the number of people. That hasn't been agreed upon. But I do think at some point too many is probably too many, but we'll see where it goes.
What about the financials regarding recruiting costs? They have grown significantly over the years. And in what ways, you know, how do you guys register some of those recruiting costs? And then also, at the Big Ten level, there hasn't been any discussion regarding that.
So just a couple of generic ways to respond to that. First of all, if you look at the costs in college sports in general across the board have gone up significantly. I think eventually we have to figure out what's sustainable and what's not sustainable. When it comes to recruiting, to me, that's the most important thing a coach does in any sport. And so we work as hard as we can to tell our coaches, you know, there are ceilings on how much we can spend, but we don't want to limit your budget for recruiting if we have to take it from somewhere else. So our coaches know that we're very supportive of a pretty aggressive recruiting budget. Again, it doesn't mean we're going to allow them to be wasteful, but we know it's the most important thing they do. Men's and women's sports, football to golf to tennis to basketball, we're pushing our coaches to work whatever they need in recruiting to a point we're going to provide for.
Where is Iowa with its apparel deal with Nike, and does it compare with other Big Ten, like say Wisconsin? I think Wisconsin Under Armour or Adidas, I can't remember which.
Under Armour?
Yeah, we've had a, so one of the things about the University of Iowa, first of all, our Nike contract is out a ways yet.
Okay.
I think we redid it three or four years ago. Yeah. As you all know, we've been with Nike for a long time. That in and of itself doesn't mean we're going to be with them forever. They have to be competitive. Mm-hmm. They have been a great partner. And one of the things that you know, you've seen in me, you've seen in the University of Iowa is consistency. When you have somebody that you trust and you have somebody that's been a good partner, Nike meets that criteria. Mm-hmm. Now, that said, they still have to answer the bell. And so, yes, our partnership, our contract is competitive. It's not the highest, it's not the lowest, mm-hmm. but I feel very comfortable and really appreciate and enjoy our partnership with Nike.
Oklahoma State announced last week that they're going to start selling beer at T. Boone Pickens Stadium. How often do you hear from fans about alcohol availability to the general public at Kinnick?
So it's something that obviously I watch, I keep an eye on. It's something that maybe 10 years ago would have been considered off the table completely. It's something that, again, fan experience. What's going to give our fans the best experience? One of the things we worked hard at, and I think we've had better success, is The environment in and around Kinnick Stadium related to the use of alcohol is better today than it was 10 or 15 years ago. We have less arrests. We have less issues in the stadium. We're kicking fewer people out. That's a starting point. That's awesome. What happens going forward if the country continues to see schools adding the sale of alcohol? We won't be the first. We probably won't be the last to do it. I'm not, you know, this isn't breaking news. We don't have plans to do it. If we do it at some point, it's going to be primarily motivated by fan experience and not some sort of ability to make more money. We would see an uptick in resources and revenue, but if we ever do it, it won't be for that reason. It would be just because the fan experience is demanding it, because, you know, it's happening in other college stadiums around the country.
How are you approaching the legalization of gambling?
Well, gambling has always been a concern. Since I got involved in this business 30 years ago, it's something I remember as a student athlete, you know, sitting in front of the opening meeting and being talked to about, you know, don't do this and don't tell people about injuries and don't be involved in pools, and whether it's your sport or another sport. So even when I was a student athlete, it was top of mind awareness. The difference now is that it used to be just people who were willing to break the law that were involved in it. Now, the average person doesn't have to break the law and will have access to it at some point. You know, the state of Iowa doesn't yet have that. But if it ever does become in Iowa, or it's more often or more available around the country. So it's just going to be a finer tuned educational process, but we've been concerned about it forever. The injury report is something we're trying to figure out as a country. In college football, there's no standard of how you have to report your injuries. In the NFL, there is. Feels like we're moving closer towards some sort of common ground. The thing we have to be more aware of is federal regulations related to student-athlete privacy. So we just have to figure out where to land competitive, the student-athlete's well-being, and how we manage that. But it's something obviously high on our radar, but it's always been an area where we've been concerned about. We're just going to have to amp up our education.
Kirk is the longest tenured coach in the country. You know what he's going to do at some point this season. You and he are also the longest tenured AD coach combo. How do you characterize your relationship with Kirk over the last 13 seasons?
Well, you know, we have an employer-employee relationship. I've as a student athlete and now in the business for 30 years, I've worked with dozens or hundreds of football coaches. I've said this before when we weren't having as much success. I've said it when we've had great success in football. He, in my opinion, if not the best, is one of the best coaches in the country. And I say that because, one, he's proven that he knows how to win. And you have to win at this level. But beyond that, just great humility, great integrity, incredible passion, work ethic. He's the perfect fit in our Win, Graduate, Do It Right. So heading into his 20th year, I hope, you know, someday we're talking about his 25th or his 30th year. But right now, for 2018, I've never seen him more focused, more energized, and more excited and ready to go. And thankfully, we share a great relationship. We meet regularly. We talk regularly. In addition to having that working relationship, I would consider him a friend as well.
You didn't think we were going to hear from Gary Barta and not hear Win, Graduate, and Do It Right, did you? The Iowa Athletic Director with us earlier today, and I don't think that person probably lost their job, but it was comical as they dropped
a cart of
empty glasses that shattered very near us while we were talking with Gary. What do you think, folks? What was the biggest takeaway from that? To me, it was the fact that it's an eventuality. Iowa is going to be selling alcohol at Kinnick Stadium sometime in the near future, not this season, but Gary certainly is speaking about it in more direct terms than he ever has before, and I think we all see that the writing is on the wall here as another source of revenue. I'm sorry, not revenue. It's all about the game day experience for the fans. 319-366-1600, Hurting and Stocker Jewelers text line. Going to be very busy today as our coverage of day two of Big Ten Media Days rolls on after this. We'll step aside and take a quick break, and you'll rejoin us at the downtown Chicago Marriott after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. and are all your favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Blink 182, return, live in concert.
And that's about the time she walked away from me.
U.S. Cellular Center, September 24th. With special guests, state champs. Get tickets this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com.
I'm in deep with this girl, but she's out of her mind.
Blink 182, performing all the hits. Check out Blink182.com.
It's Smart Rock Pyramid!
The animals. Def Leppard. The birds. The eagle.
Artist you'd hear on Smart FM.
Sunshine. Sunshine Superman.
Weather,
Sunshine Superman.
Songs you hear on Smart FM.
Boston. Chicago.
Cities.
Boston, Chicago, Kansas.
More great bands you hear on Smart FM.
You're a winner! Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Hang on just a sec. Let me settle in, and I'll be right back.
I actually saw that episode of The Office a couple nights ago last week. Welcome back in as we are settled in. Checked out of the room, but settled in to Radio Row. Day two of Media Days here in Chicago. Everything pretty much finishing up. The luncheon is over. The Iowa media availability is over. Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeye players that were here in Chicago are most likely packed up and headed west back to Iowa City. We'll have Hawkeye Media Day coming up in just a few weeks. And Kids Day at Kinnick Stadium will be here before you know it. Hawkeye fans, put it on your calendars now. August 11th this year for Kids Day. And I know Kirk Ferentz is certainly looking forward to that. And we're looking forward to getting out of here tonight. We still got 3 hours to go. We do appreciate this being the gym class portion of today's show. A reminder, Scott and Mark will be back on the air tomorrow. It is Wednesday. That means not only will they be out and about for Lunchbox Heroes, but I do believe tomorrow is a Caddy Smack version of the gym class as well. So they will have complete coverage of the British Open, won by somebody named not Tiger Woods. That's coming up tomorrow in this time slot from 3 to 4. And then Alex and I will be back in the KGYM studios doing our regularly allotted 3-hour program, which is going to feel like a walk in the park after doing back-to-back 4-hour shows here in Chicago. 319-366-1600, the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line. We've still got the Boondock Festival passes to give out today as well. And you know what? Let's do that right now. 319-366-1600. Caller number 6 is going to take home 2 tickets to the Boondock Festival. That is Friday, September 7th, the day before the Iowa-Iowa State game in Iowa City. Boondock Festival set for Tiffin. Tickets available now. Country music, food, drinks. It's going to be a big tailgate party the night before Iowa-Iowa State. You can learn more by going to our website, kgymradio.com or boondockfest.com. 2 tickets are yours if you're caller number 6 right now, 319-366-1600. What's in store for you in hour number 2 today? We'll hear from Cedar Rapids native Matt Nelson, in which I make one of the biggest, dumbest mistakes. I ask him one of the stupidest questions I could have possibly asked him. It was early in the morning. I have no excuse for this. It was literally me putting my foot in my mouth with Matt Nelson. I could have edited this out. I could have said, Kyle, make sure this does not see the light of day. Nope, I got no problem looking like an idiot, sounding like an idiot. Do it every day between 4 and 7. You'll hear me do it next with Matt Nelson.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Deck season rolls around every year. Staining your deck shouldn't. That's why the Home Depot now carries number one rated Olympic stains, including Olympic Maximum from only $33.98 a gallon. It's a brand trusted for over 80 years to protect season after season. So do it right with Olympic. And next year, you won't have to do it at all. Olympic stain, for the first time at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Number one rating from an independent consumer study, U.S. only, see store for details.
Hey guys, is it time to get your hair in the game?
Time to claim your spot!
Then it's time to check in online at sportclips.com/check-in for a fresh cut, legendary hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. So do your hair a favor by checking in online and arrive just in time for your Sport Clips MVP haircut experience while you surround yourself with sports on TV. Get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in.
Time to claim your spot!
There are two ways to pour motor oil. The hard way, which can get messy. Or the easy way, introducing Valvoline in the new Easy Pour bottle, featuring a redesigned easy pull tap and spout and anti-glug tube. Now, the proven protection you expect from Valvoline is even easier to pour. Faster, cleaner, proven. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Valvoline, since 1866. Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life in a filter for $25.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Yankees catcher Gary Sanchez is on the DL with a right groin injury a day after he failed to hustle on a couple of plays in a loss to Tampa Bay. Sanchez missed time earlier this month with an injured groin. Austin Romine is starting at catcher tonight versus the Rays. NFL, the Rams and running back Todd Gurley agreed on a four-year $60 million extension, $45 million guaranteed, reports ESPN's Adam Schefter, largest guarantee ever for a running back. The deal resets the running back market. From ESPN's Chris Mortensen, Falcons receiver Julio Jones will not report to training camp Thursday because he wants his contract reworked. Jones is not grandstanding with this move, believes ESPN's Lewis Riddick.
Julio being the kind of guy that he is, that's so well respected and very principled and someone who doesn't do things without there really being some thought behind it. He seems like he's dug in and like he's going to say, hey, look, I really do believe I deserve. Jarvis Landry shouldn't get paid more than me. Sammy Watkins shouldn't get paid more than me. Mike Evans shouldn't get paid more than me. And he's going to stand firm until something is done about it.
Lewis Riddick on Golic and Wingo. Jones could be fined up to $40,000 for each day he misses.
Hey, sports fans, the sun is shining, the temps are rising. Summer is officially here. So grab your friends, blast some tunes, and ignite those coals. Because weather like this waits for no one. Kingsford Charcoal, start something.
Napa know-how.
If you know how to pick something up and put it in a bucket, you know how to save 20%. This week only, buy a Napa bucket for $2.99. Fill it to the top, and boom. You're a savings genius. So hurry in and save, because the Napa 20% off deal ends soon. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, exclusions apply. Minimum 3 items. Offer available July 23rd through July 31st.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
The Final Lap with Carrie Murphy is on.
NASCAR Cup Series action over the weekend from New Hampshire, and oh, what a finish. Kevin Harvick putting the bumper to Kyle Busch in the closing laps, moves the leader out of the way. Kevin Harvick goes to victory lane.
I knew I needed to take the opportunity as early as I could get it, because I knew that he was thinking late, and We needed to do it when he wasn't expecting it, because the more opportunities to get in his wheelhouse, in his thought process, the less chance that you have. He's that good. And, you know, if you wait till two or three to go, you know, the entries are going to get shallower. He's going to start grinding on the brakes a little bit harder. He's going to put himself in a position to not get hit, and he's going to go on defense and start to really get aggressive too.
It's his 43rd career win, third career at New Hampshire, sixth win of the season. He leads all the other drivers, and coming up one spot short of the win was Kyle Busch.
Probably deserved to be in, but my guys worked really, really hard all day long. The performance of our car just wasn't great from the onset of the weekend and throughout today's race as well too. Although we kept making it better, certainly Adam Stevens and the guys made some really good calls and some adjustments on getting us better and better and better throughout the day. And my pit crew being awesome, being able to put us in that position to have the last control of the last restart and to be able to lead for that many laps. It was just a matter of time though. Those SHR cars were really fast. It was just a matter of time before they'd get to me and get by me, but a little bumping and banging, Rubbins racing, we go on next week.
TheFinalLap.com.
If you're a pro, you don't buy a little of this or that. You buy a lot of this or that. And at the Home Depot, you save even more. Save up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products from top brands like 3M, Loctite, and Liquid Nails. As a pro, you work hard for your money. You shouldn't have to work hard to save it. Up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
Let's keep that on the down low. It's not exactly street legal.
4:05, welcome back. And normally we would be kicking things off. That is if we were on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids doing the show from the KGYM studios. But today, as we were yesterday, still in downtown Chicago, Big Ten Media Day is day two, wrapping up here, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. Todd and Alex with you for the next 3 hours as we've got wall-to-wall coverage of everything Iowa Hawkeyes and Big Ten from Big Ten Media Days. Scott Docterman of TheAthletic.com will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Parker Hesse on the way as well. We chatted with P.J. Fleck earlier today. P.J. giving us 5 to 10 minutes of his time. And Dan Murphy of ESPN.com will be along with us as well. We're going to try. We're going to see if we can get some Nebraska media perspective on the Scott Frost phenomenon. And I think we have somebody...
Only one Nebraska station is left here.
I think we have somebody in mind to perhaps bring us some of that insight, and we may try to do that here in the next 25 minutes. But I set this up. This is I got to get to this. I can't bury this any longer because I saw this during the break at the top of the hour. Nate Stanley, Iowa's quarterback, during his time at the podium, dropped a bombshell. Did you see this?
I did see this. I just saw this.
Rob Howe, our pal from HawkeyeNation.com, tweeted that Nate Stanley, Iowa starting quarterback, has not been to downtown Iowa City since his official recruiting visit. It's his second year on campus, starting his third year on campus. He has completely avoided downtown. Now, that is commitment to football and staying out of trouble, but I went to Iowa for 5 years, could have went longer if I wanted to. You're Iowa City-ing wrong. You are missing out on, and I'm not talking about going out and getting blasted at Brothers or anything, but if you are not spending any time in downtown Iowa City, you're doing it wrong, Nathan. You're doing it wrong.
Remember when I brought up just official visits and how sometimes they turn south?
They can get a little off the rails.
I wonder if there's a story there.
I wonder
if his official visit ruined him for downtown, because that's the only explanation I can come up with other than he's really dedicated.
I've got the explanation. He sat across from us yesterday.
Or that he's very shy.
That man is a football robot. He is.
Football.
And I think he doesn't want to put himself in any sort of position where he could possibly make a bad decision. I would love to find out more of the context there, but to say that you haven't been to downtown Iowa City since your official visit and you're starting your third year on campus, that raises way more questions than I've got answers for right now, people. 319-366-1600. Let's go ahead and get to this. I made a massive mistake earlier today.
I didn't think it was this, as bad as you're making it out to be.
Nope, and I left it in there. This is embarrassing because I should have known better. We caught up with the former Cedar Rapids Xavier product, Matt Nelson, early this morning, and I asked him about whether or not he grew up a fan of the Hawkeyes. And I had completely spaced on his family's connection to Iowa State University. And so I could have edited this out. I could have said there's no way that that is going to see the light of day. I don't want to come off looking like an idiot, sounding like an idiot. And then it dawned on me, I do it every day anyway. We may as well be transparent with the people. So here we are, our conversation earlier today with Matt Nelson, in which he gives us some good information we were able to use with Parker Hesse, and you'll hear the Parker Hesse interview in the 5 o'clock hour today. But here's Matt Nelson with us earlier today at the Downtown Marriott in Chicago for Big Ten Media Days. Matt Nelson sent us on Radio Row at Big Ten Media Days, day two here in Chicago, and we promised that we would bring the Cedar Rapids native onto the air, the Xavier alum, get him a little hometown love on KGYM. Matt, big year for you and the Hawkeyes.
Oh, yeah, we're excited, ready to roll. Thought we had a good spring, summer, and off-season as a whole, so hopefully get things rolling off to a good start.
How are you feeling? I know that it's been a little bit of you've been fighting through some injuries the last couple of years. How are you feeling?
I feel really good right now. Probably the best I've felt in, like, 2-3 years, so ready to roll.
How would you describe the depth on the defensive line going into the season?
We got a lot of guys who can play a lot of positions, both inside and out. There's probably 8 to 10 guys that we could realistically play this year, but it's up to Coach Morgan, Coach Bell, who they want out on the field at any given time. So I think we have a good group of guys that have a great chemistry, and we have a good environment inside that D-line room.
Now, I was talking to Coach Ferentz yesterday, and it's interesting because usually Iowa, when the eye test compared to a lot of other Big Ten teams, you guys don't usually have the biggest team or a bunch of five-star athletes, but when you look at your defensive line group, you and A.J. Epinesa and Anthony Nelson, you have some length, you have some athleticism. How does that help you?
It helps us tremendously, especially with the league that likes to run the ball, likes those gritty games kind of down in the fourth quarter where you have to pound the ball. Having a big defensive line definitely helps with stopping the run. We just got a bunch of guys that we've developed and recruited and everything like that. So I think we got a good group.
How would you describe AJ? He's a young guy who gets a lot of love from the Hawkeye fans. He was a highly heralded recruit coming in. There was a lot of buzz around him. And we saw when he was on the field last year what he's capable of doing. But as a teammate and a guy who plays alongside him, how would you describe his game, what he brings to the field?
He's a very talented kid, still really raw. He's still got a ways to go, but he likes to learn. He's kind of a sponge in that aspect. I'm excited for his future. He's going to be a great player for us, I think.
How much has your versatility as a player helped you, and how much is it going to help you this year where you're replacing some defensive tackles? You've played inside, you've played outside.
I think just being open and flexible to position changes and all that sort of stuff will help with me playing and getting more time on the field. I just try to be open to do whatever, essentially, like that, and whatever Coach Morgan wants me to do, I'm willing to accommodate that.
I think this is the first time we've ever had you here on KGYM. I'm assuming you grew up a Hawkeye fan in Cedar Rapids. Would that be accurate? Or
it would not be.
It would not be accurate. Okay.
Both my parents were Iowa State.
Why you don't assume things. I forgot about that.
So,
you're right.
And my older brother.
We'll edit this out.
But I have converted some of my family to Iowa fans, so we've come over to the good side.
You say some of them.
Some of them. My youngest brother, my second or the older younger brother is an Iowa State fan. So both my parents are Iowa State fans, but I think they're converting to Iowa fans.
Okay, so the ones that have not converted, were they like actively heartbroken with the finish of last year's game?
Yes and no. But I think the majority of the family was in favor of the outcome.
Okay.
How difficult does that make things around your house the second week of September every year?
There's a little friendly rivalry there, but nothing hostile.
What are things looking in the other layers of the defense? Because you guys have to replace three linebackers. Josh Jackson's not returning for in the secondary. How are some of the young guys at those positions coming along?
We got some talented young guys that are coming up. Coach Parker and Coach Wallace will definitely get those guys going. But us as a defensive line will have to kind of make their life easier, like get more pressure on the quarterback or eat up a little bit more blocks so those linebackers that end up filling those spots will be able to make plays. So we just got to do what we can do up front.
How about the defensive backfield? What do you expect from those guys this year?
Like I said, Coach Parker will get them going. Got a bunch of young guys coming up. Got some older guys that are leaders in the room. So we'll see.
We've talked about the offensive line as well, but I want to ask you about the two tackles because you kind of go up against them. I'm sure you go up against them in practice all the time. Tristan and Alaric, lots of ability there, still very young, but seem to be learning very quickly.
Oh, yeah. They're, like I said about AJ, they're both sponges and they're both eager and willing to learn. They're very talented physically, and I think their ceiling is very high and they're going to be a good player someday.
Now, you've got the benefit of going first this morning, so we'll ask you, do you have any inside dirt on Parker that you could share with us? Give us something that if we brought up with him, maybe it would catch him off guard.
I don't know if you guys have seen the little clip about him and a group of the guys bought a camper last year.
No, we did not see this.
Here we go. Okay. We're cooking now.
So, yeah, there was a group of guys that went in and bought like a 1978 or something RV.
Okay.
And they kind of gutted it, so you could ask him about that.
So he sits down, we just say, hey, tell us about the camper. We don't want to talk about Hawkeye football. Tell us about the camper. So what do? They just go in the summertime?
Yeah, pretty much.
Just go around?
Concerts. They took it out to Drew Ott's wedding. They affectionately call it the rat trap.
Okay, now we're getting the dirt here.
Let me write that down, the rat trap. All right. Noted.
Matt Nelson with us on Radio Row here at Big Ten Media Days. You feeling healthy, 100% coming into the year?
Yeah, I feel great. This is probably the healthiest I've felt going into a camp in a while.
When you look at this team as a whole, what do you guys think that you're capable of this season? Because you have a lot returning. You have some question marks as to how you're going to fill in some gaps. But as a whole, what do you think this team is capable of?
Our goal right now is win the Big Ten title. I think we put ourselves in a good position with the summer and spring that we've had. We got a bunch of young guys that are hungry and willing to step up and take those roles of the question marks that we have. So I think we got a good core group of leadership, and we're headed in the right direction.
Do you ever get a chance to look around the rest of the league, not necessarily at teams in the East, but let's just say a program like Wisconsin? We're coming off of the high point of last year against Ohio State. You have maybe the low point of the season against Wisconsin and say, you know what, if we want to get to where we want to go, which is the Big Ten championship game, we got to match their intensity. We have to match their level.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you always want to kind of just take a quick glimpse at everybody else in the league. We try not to focus too much on one team. We just kind of take it one game at a time, and right now our focus is Northern Illinois, but kind of in the back of our minds we got eyes on everybody else, but right now we're just focused on the first game.
What are your impressions of Nate Stanley? You line up across from him in practice. It's very unusual that Coach Ferentz would bring a non-senior to Big Ten Media Days. It's only the second time in 20 years that he's done that. I think it speaks to Nate and his leadership abilities. But what do you see from him, lining up across from him in practice?
He's grown up a lot, especially like just becoming a more vocal leader. He's a really quiet kid by nature, and he's definitely come out of his shell a little bit and expressed himself a little bit more, and he's definitely grown as a as a player as well.
How difficult is that to become a vocal leader? Because it's somewhat in your nature, or it's not. But for a kid like him, who seems like a fairly shy kid by nature, to come out of your shell and become that vocal leader, how difficult of a transformation can that be?
I'm kind of more of a reserved person myself.
Right.
I found it quite difficult because, like, I'm not used to yelling at someone or anything like that. So, I mean, the coaches always had to tell me that, okay, you've earned the trust of your teammates and that sort of stuff. You got to use it and use it as a platform to reach out to everybody. So it's definitely been a progression, I feel like.
Well, Matt, we appreciate you taking time to sit with us here on Radio Row. How's this experience been for you? What's coming to media days like? Have you enjoyed any of this?
I've tried to.
Well, we have some Tums over here in case.
You got some Tums. It's never too early to snap into a Slim Jim. Some licorice. This is, licorice was very popular with Dakota Dixon
yesterday. We had a Wisconsin player taking our licorice outside and selling it to people.
He's apparently monetizing, which don't let the NCAA know about that. But we had Kirk here yesterday. He warned us to not get you guys filled with the sugar and the junk food. So
always looking out for us.
Kirk happy and lay off that. But we appreciate it and look forward to watching Northern Illinois. That Northern Illinois game is right around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Matt, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot, and looking forward to sitting down with Parker now that we've got some ammunition for our segment with him.
All right. Thank you.
And you can hear that segment with Parker Hesse coming up in the next hour. Back at the Marriott in downtown Chicago, our coverage of Big Ten Media Day is continuing. We've got the Illinois Fighting Illini in the room with us. Lovie Smith growing out the beard, looking good. And the Illini, one of those teams that I think can be a lot better this year than they were a year ago, win-loss-wise. They are late on Iowa's schedule this year, if I recall correctly. It's a November game at Illinois in Champaign, November 17th. The Hawkeyes will be taking on the Fighting Illini. Mike Dudek was around here earlier, a guy that Hawkeye fans probably remember from that breakout freshman campaign a couple years ago. He struggled with injuries. And the licorice is very popular.
It's going to come back.
It's going to come back. If the Hawkeyes
Jamal Milan just grabbed a little bit.
The hero of the Ball State game last year for the Illini. He had that big blocked field goal. And the some players are still here on Radio Row. Some of the radio programs are still here as well. Lots to get to on the program today. And we gave you the rundown. Let's go ahead and give it again. Scott Docterman of TheAthletic.com is going to be with us. Parker Hesse coming up, as well as Dan Murphy of ESPN.com. We had a very brief chat with P.J. Fleck, head coach of the University of Minnesota. We've got some interviews from yesterday that we didn't get a chance to, and we're going to try to get some guests on as well, maybe a last-minute addition to the program coming up in the next 10 minutes or so, because we can play around with some of our pre-recorded interviews. We may try to see if we can get a Nebraska expert to give us a little bit of insight into the Scott Frost phenomenon. The Nebraska expert that I'm looking at right now happens to have a yellow shirt on. It's like Tiger Woods wearing red on Sunday. Doug wears yellow on day two of Big Ten Media Days. Was Illinois trying to get us somebody?
Yeah, we can have Mike Dudek on in the next 20-25 minutes.
Okay,
that'd be fantastic.
You know what? We can maybe talk a little Nebraska football or something, and then chat with Mike afterwards. We'll see. We'll play it by ear, but that's part of the fun of doing the show from Big Ten Media Days. And we will do just that when we return. 4:20. We've been on the air for an hour and 20 minutes now, a supersized edition of the program. I've got to remember hour number one, hour number two, stuff that we would normally be saying within the confines of the show are a little bit different here in Chicago. We'll be back in Cedar Rapids tomorrow, though. Great program lined up for you, I'm sure. We do not have Lunchbox Heroes duties tomorrow. You can read more about Lunchbox Heroes by going to our website, kgymradio.com. While you're there, don't forget, vote in our poll question. Who's going to win the Big Ten this year? We'll give you several options, and yes, we did include the Hawkeyes. Please don't homer it up. Give us your honest opinion. One team not included, you'll have to vote other, that would be Nebraska, the Cornhuskers. A lot of people think Scott Frost and the Huskers are going to have that instant turnaround. I'm not so sure about that. If only we could find somebody to give us a little bit of insight into the Scott Frost phenomenon. 422, we'll step aside and take a quick break. We return shortly to the Marriott in downtown Chicago. Big Ten Media Days coming to a conclusion, and we'll be here for it. Back after this.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids, and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Wow. It's kind of intimidating to be in the presence of so many great athletes.
Hey, that one actually makes sense today, because we are in the presence of actual, honest-to-goodness, live Big Ten athletes. We're just feet away from Nick Allegretti, who's one of the offensive linemen. You've got to be – you geeked out by offensive linemen.
A center.
I thought he's a left guard.
Center, left guard. Okay. Interior offensive lineman.
Interior
I think he's
offensive
more of a,
lineman.
At the next level, he's a center prospect.
And we learned earlier today, at least I did, I heard him talking in the hallways, he's a White Sox fan, talking about the White Sox rebuild. The things that you sometimes will overhear at Big Ten Media Days, lots of conversations going on. You never know who you're going to run into. Channing Crowder has been here, as we mentioned, the former Florida linebacker. The Hawkeyes saw him in the 2004 Outback Bowl. Fred Russell was unstoppable that day. A.J. Hawk was here. Lots of the Big Ten Network and Fox commentators, although we did not see as much of them this year as we have in the past. And we thought we were going to be chatting with Joel Klatt and a couple of the Fox broadcasters. We got Dave Wanstead yesterday instead, but those guys did a little bit of a disappearing act on us. And I have a big update for you before 5 o'clock on my ongoing beef with Penn State football coach James Franklin. Perhaps we're inching towards a detente. We have made progress. James Franklin at least acknowledged our existence today. More on that to come. More on emphasis on the moron. Let's send things back to the KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. So Kyle has a big board update.
Iowa junior defensive end Anthony Nelson was named to the Bronco Nagurski Trophy watch list this morning. That goes to the nation's most outstanding defensive player. The 6'7" NFL prospect had a team-leading 7.5 sacks last season and earned third-team All-Big Ten honors. Some people thought Ray Lima was snubbed by the Big 12 by not receiving preseason all-conference recognition, but he's getting plenty of attention elsewhere as he was also named to the Nagurski watch list as well as the Outland Trophy watch list, which go to the nation's best interior defensive linemen. Lima's coming off a strong debut season for the Cyclones in which he earned All-Big 12 honorable mention and Defensive Newcomer of the Year honorable mention. The Iowa State basketball team received its draw for the Maui Invitational coming up in November. It's going to open that event with a new-look Arizona team in the first round. A victory would then put them in front of either Illinois or Gonzaga, and another victory there would lead to Duke, Auburn, Xavier, or San Diego State. The Colonels are off today before beginning a series at home with Clinton tomorrow, but Ben Rodriguez was called up earlier this afternoon to High A Fort Myers. He hit .254 with 8 homers and 22 RBI, but he's going to be replaced by an intriguing new prospect and catcher Ryan Jeffers. He was the Twins' second-round selection in the recent MLB draft, and in 28 games for Elizabethan, hit .422 with 3 home runs, 7 doubles, 16 RBI, and 20 walks. Tonight after the show, it's going to be the Twins still trying to recover from a 3-game sweep at the hands of the Royals. They beat Toronto last night on the road, and they're going to try again at tonight at 7 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Sean in Cedar Rapids, by the way, our winner of the Boondock Fest tickets. We'll have another pair to give away for you tomorrow. I'm still blown away by the fact that Nate Stanley claims he's not been to downtown Iowa City since his official visit.
So three years on campus. Mm-hmm. He's never been to downtown Iowa City.
Your guess is as good as mine. I think he is a football-playing robot, though. That is pretty accurate from our conversation with him yesterday. And, again, I think it speaks volumes about what Kirk Ferentz feels about. I tell you right now, I've never been more confident in this Iowa team exceeding expectations going into the season than I have after the last day and a half here in Chicago, talking with Kirk Ferentz and the players. You just get the sense that there's a quiet confidence. They've got a lot of question marks, and we'll hear about them in a couple weeks when Iowa has its media day. They got to figure out how to replace three starting linebackers. That's no easy task. But another year of starting under his belt, another year of calling plays for Brian Ferentz. I just think everybody's going to be on the same page a little bit more, caught up to speed. Same page of a John Grisham novel, as we found out yesterday. Kirk Ferentz, a big fan of the best-selling
author. You and Adam Rittenberg were really shocked that I was not
completely blown away by the fact that you had,
no idea who
John Grisham was.
Who John Grisham is.
Sort of makes me wonder some of the other things that you don't know. But
there are a lot of things I don't know.
So here's the deal. We can bring you Scott Dochtman from theathletic.com coming up at the bottom of the hour. Or we can try to see whether we can do a real live edition of checking in with Doug and Daddy. The computer is still down there. He is packing up. He is getting ready to leave. But we will do this under the guise of trying to find out what's at the base of the Scott Frost phenomenon and the Nebraska media and get his opinions. I would like to try to do that here before 5 o'clock. And I've already lit the bat signal for BJ and Marion on Twitter. Give me a follow, by the way, at Todd Brommelkamp, at AlexCoon523. You can also tweet us at KGYM Radio as we're here in Chicago. Probably the best way to reach us would be using the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. That number is 319-366-1600. Not as much activity as we had yesterday, but, of course, people are now using the text line to make jokes about Brady Reef and Nate Stanley avoiding downtown Iowa City. At least he won't have to get into an Uber. I see you there, 2523, on the text line. What's been your biggest takeaway from Big Ten Media Days so far?
The players love the Twizzlers. We had a former Illinois legend act like he wanted our show cup and then basically used it as like those paper cups you get at the gym. And Jim Harbaugh is becoming less and less popular with pretty much everybody who covers the Big Ten, everybody who's involved with the Big Ten, and he doesn't care. His popularity with people around the league didn't start out great. It has not gotten any better. This is his MO wherever he's gone. And as long as he wins at Michigan, no one will care. But if he has another 8-win season, can't figure out the quarterback situation, things could get ugly.
This is a big year for him. It's a big year for a guy that you're going to hear in the 6 o'clock hour, and that would be P.J. Fleck at Minnesota as well. He's not on a hot seat, but and you'll hear P.J. in his own words say, look, it's basically put up or shut up time for the Gophers, and they don't have a quarterback right now, which I don't know a whole lot about the game of football, but I think you need to figure out who your starting quarterback is. They have a decision very similar to what Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes faced a year ago in the Twin Cities. He's got two guys. He says he likes them both. He says he loves them. Loves them both. We'll see. And we'll see sooner rather than later. The Hawkeyes making the trip to TCF Bank Stadium this year to take on the Gophers. If you're just joining us, we had about a 17-minute chat earlier today. The Iowa media members did with Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta. He talks about the possibility of someday soon selling alcohol at Kinnick Stadium to the general public. We'll have that available for you, that entire segment, as well as the rest of the show, online at kgymradio.com. After we're off the air packing up to head home, it'll be available. Download the podcast. Again, the website, kgymradio.com. 4:31, we'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll either have Scott Dochtman from theathletic.com or Doug Duda from the ESPN Superstation in the Tri-Cities, Nebraska's own Doug Duda of the Doug and Daddy Show. Chances are it's going to be Scott Dochtman because I don't see him right now, but I'm going to make you stick around for the commercial break, aren't I? Back after this.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now. Without the contract or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
The dude has to get it right, because when it's right for him, he's one of the top three players at his position in the entire NFL. I'm talking about Josh Gordon, who puts up insanely great numbers even without anybody good enough to throw him the football. He always has, when he's eligible to play, but substance abuse has gotten the better of him for far too long since he came out of Baylor. The Browns receiver said yesterday he won't be at the start of camp while he continues to work on his health and treatment plan to help him on the road back from multiple substance abuse suspensions. Basically, as it sounds, he can't soothe his anxiety with his usual substances, so he's working to soothe it in other healthier and more NFL-approved ways. Good for him. Get it right, Josh. I think most of us are eager to see these Browns with a defense that could win some games on its strength alone, but now with consistency at quarterback in Tyrod Taylor, at least until Baker Mayfield grabs the spot, and a general sense of having more talent than it's had in a while. If Josh Gordon is on the field, this team will be a far cry from what we've seen. So please, Josh, get right. It does sound like he's close. In 60 seconds, now they really have nothing left to look forward to.
How's that Gatorade, Golic? It's not Gatorade. Trey, it's something else.
But it looks like Gatorade.
And it definitely tastes like it as well. Even has all those electrolytes you know and love, but it's not.
I'm on pins and needles here, man. What is it then?
It's new Gatorade Zero. All the electrolytes, zero sugar.
Zero sugar? Well, that is something else.
Yep, sure is. And Gatorade Zero is available in orange, lemon lime, and glacier cherry. So go pick some up today.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Mets fans wanted it, and we all knew it would happen. Tim Tebow was going to get called up in September to be a big leaguer. The only way it wasn't going to happen for him is if he embarrassed himself in Double-A, but he hasn't. Hitting .273, six homers, Eastern League All-Star, and he's Tim Tebow. Of course he was getting called up, but now he won't because his hand is broken. He's likely done for the season. Certainly not getting that call, not this year. So here's what we all get. Another year of waiting for that unavoidable call-up. But first, where does Tebow start next season? Triple-A seems like a lock, doesn't it? Dude's living his dream and succeeding far more than any of us thought he would, despite the bad break. Good for him. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my Extra Crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded Extra Crispy Chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's Extra Crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
There are 2 ways to pour motor oil. The hard way, which can get messy. Or the easy way, introducing Valvoline in the new Easy Pour bottle, featuring a redesigned easy pull tab and spout and anti-glug tube. Now, the proven protection you expect from Valvoline is even easier to pour. Faster, cleaner, proven. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Valvoline, since 1866. Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic and a filter for $33.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
How's that Gatorade, Golic?
It's not Gatorade.
Trey, it's something else.
But it looks like Gatorade. And it definitely tastes like it as well. Even has all those electrolytes you know and love, but it's not. I'm on pins and needles here, man. What is it then?
It's new Gatorade Zero. All the electrolytes, zero sugar.
Zero sugar? Well, that is something else.
Yep, sure is. And Gatorade Zero is available in orange, lemon lime, and glacier cherry. So go pick some up today.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
That's the most asinine marketing I've ever heard of.
Back at the Marriott in downtown Chicago, we got breaking news. I guess we just learned that the location has already been decided for next year's Big Ten Media Days. They're moving us again. We're going to be back at the Hilton, which is a little further down Michigan Avenue, if I recall correctly. Todd and Alex with you till 7 o'clock tonight before we load up the family truckster and head west. And speaking of, I wanted to do this before we got out of Chicago because I've been blown away by the I've been calling it the Scott Frost phenomenon. I've never seen anything like it. We always talk on the program about how many Nebraska radio stations and Nebraska media members are here at Big Ten Media Days. We've got one of them with us, a good friend of ours. We met him a couple years ago at the hotel bar, and we have been friends with him ever since. Doug Duda from the Tri-Cities. Now, I know the Tri-Cities because they're in the USHL with the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders, but I can never remember all three. It's Kearney.
Hastings.
Grand Island.
I was going to say Grand Island, Todd, I promise.
Fill me in on this Scott Frost phenomenon, what it's been like for you guys, the buzz in Nebraska. He's trying to make Nebraska great again.
Well, he's never lost a football game as head coach of the
Hunter. He hasn't won one yet either.
It is amazing, depending on how long you followed it. If you were around, as I was, I actually called a couple games of his in high school, so that dates me a little bit for those listening. And then going to Stanford, where Nebraska fans were not happy, and actually getting booed at Memorial Stadium, which is sacrilegious, especially back in the heyday, to nobody wanting more than Scott Frost to come home. But let's face it, guys, is it Scott Frost or is it what preceded him? You know, nobody wanted Mike Riley. Half the people didn't like Bo because of his attitude. A lot of people thought it was all wrong that Frank Solich was shown the door. Bill Callahan, you know, we could spend time on that as well. There's a lot of frustration out there. And Scott Frost is winning. Scott Frost does everything right, says everything right, it seems like. He's a Nebraskan. He won a national championship. And so many people want to mix old and new, and there is nobody that, at least right now, seems that they could do it better than Scott Frost.
I know there's a lot of disdain for Sean Eichhorst as well towards the end of his tenure as athletic director. Now that Bill Moos has come in and he's kind of that out there character, he's out promoting the program and he brings in the hometown kid. Does it almost feel like kind of all is right in the world for Nebraska fans?
Well, you have to wonder what Sean's thinking. If he hadn't fired his 9-10 win coach in
Bowen,
and Nebraska was still winning, would there have been as much disdain? There might be disdain for Harvey Perlman, the guy that above him. But going back to that, you know, Bill Moos he's very tough.
He is.
Not quite an aw shucks guy, but he can speak John Deere. He can speak IH. He can speak Runza. He can speak a variety of Nebraska, simple, ag, hardworking language. And Iowa knows a little bit about that as well. I mean, we try to categorize ourselves as that, but I think Bill fits the image. Maybe a little older, and some people almost call him kind of the grandfather, but he definitely fits the image, and so far doing the right things, saying the right things.
Let's talk about something I think Iowa and Nebraska fans are both interested in, and that's Black Friday. We talked with Gary Barta, Iowa's athletic director, earlier today. The series is going to take a little bit of a hiatus, a forced hiatus by the Big Ten. But it sounds as if maybe we're back on track for 2022 or whatever, 2023, whenever the series resumes, moving forward with Black Friday.
Yeah, we've had that discussion on our Doug and Daddy show quite often, and we hate 11 a.m. on Friday.
Yeah, that's not fun.
No, I can stomach 2:30 on Friday, either venue, whether it's in Lincoln or whether Iowa is hosting. Nebraska's done it so long that I think Nebraska's kind of fallen in love with it and gotten used to it. I think it's different for Iowa. It's different for Minnesota. It was different for Colorado for a while. I mean, the Nebraska-Oklahoma thing was natural. Once you get used to it, nobody likes change.
I wanted to ask you about that because it started. I grew up as a Colorado fan, so that Colorado-Nebraska rivalry on Black Friday was always such a tradition. Did it just kind of ingrain itself into the Nebraska fan base? Because I felt like when Sean Eichhorst, going back to that, announced that it was going away, there was a big-time backlash.
Well, there's – and guys, you got to remember, if the game means something, it's a lot bigger deal.
That's right.
I mean, if you've got what we got last year, who wants to watch that? It's supposed to
Iowa
be.
Fans.
Well,
Iowa fans enjoyed it.
Second half, there's no doubt about it. But you take a look at that, and if it means something, which Nebraska, Oklahoma, and then Nebraska, Colorado did for a long,
long
time.
Yeah, the early 90s.
And even Nebraska, Iowa, the first 3-4 years, interesting. I mean, we didn't have sub-500 teams. We may not have seen either one playing for the conference championship outside of twice. Where it was going to affect somebody going and winning the West or the division that the teams were in at the time, I guess, legends, leaders, however you want to say that. But if you've got winning teams and you're only one of a couple of games on Friday at 2:30 that mean anything that are televised in this day and age of everything being televised, I think it means something. If it's 3-9 versus, you know, 3-8 versus 3-8, it's not going to matter. People aren't going to watch it anyway.
Do we have a problem with balance in the Big Ten? That was a big topic of discussion yesterday, East-West.
Well, yeah, the East is better. The West is getting better. And you know, I don't really hear the East complaining about the West. And I don't really hear the West complaining about the East. It's those of us that have time to kill that are saying that things are a little off because Wisconsin seems to have distanced themselves from everybody else in the West, whereas – you know, Michigan State has won the East. Ohio State has won the East. Penn State has won the East. Michigan, with all the buzz around Harbaugh, is maybe a bounce or two or a call or two away from being in that same position. And nobody has really been a perennial challenger to Wisconsin since Nebraska joined. I mean, Iowa's had it once. Nebraska's had it once.
Now, Doug, you know this program. And I think that Nebraska absolutely has their guy. I think Scott Frost is 100% the real deal, one of the best coaches in college football. What he did at UCF was outstanding. What does this program need to do? Where are the holes that they need to fill in order to get to that point where they're contending with a program like Nebraska that is consistently 9-10 wins a season? Because they were there under Bo Pelini, 9-10 wins. Mike Riley, they've slipped a little bit. What do they need to do to get back to that point?
Well, first, we can't let first-team Big Ten All-Conference players play for the Iowa Hawkeyes that live in the state of Nebraska. Noah Fant,
true.
Nate Bujeda, Drew Ott. You can't let that happen. With the non-Nebraska, we talked about that earlier, we don't think that's going to happen anymore because of fit. I mean, if you're an athlete, you're going to want to stay home and get that support at Nebraska. That's first off. Everybody talks about blending the old with the new. They have to be a little careful there. But I think Scott Frost and these guys, half of this staff basically, whether they're coaches or coming in with nutrition or coming in the weight room, have been a part of this Nebraska staff before. And some people didn't want to hear about leaning on Tom Osborne and those boys. While they're still around, they knew how to win. And they're going to take some advice there. They're going to mold the new with the old. And I think you get a perfect fit. So, A, you got to keep the Nebraska kids at home because actually how many Division I football players come out of the state of Nebraska, even with Omaha and Lincoln, how many actually do? And that's number one. Back in the old days, you would be able to get those kids to walk on, once in a while get a scholarship, build them up, and then use your scholarships to go to Florida, California, New Jersey, get the speed, get the quarterback that was going to bring you home.
Bottom line, what are the expectations win-loss this season among Huskers fans for this team? What will people, at least in year one, be satisfied with?
They say making a bowl game.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
As
I know.
Soon as they lose, you know what's going to happen. Everybody says we just want to be competitive. We don't want to get blown out. That's what they were saying with Bo. 9-3, but the three losses were always whoopings. You know, you got rolled by Wisconsin or you got rolled by Ohio State or whoever the case may be. They don't want to get blown out. They don't want to be embarrassed on national television. You get 1 year, though, I think. You go 6-6 and make a bowl game. I think 5-7 will hurt. I believe a lot of Nebraska fans just believe they're going to be 3-0. I hear that all the time. Well, we're going to be 3-0 because the three home games, non-conference games, are all home. Then you just got to get Minnesota, Illinois, and Purdue. You got Northwestern on the road. You got Michigan State coming in. Maybe you get one of those. Maybe you go steal one. I don't hear anybody predicting less than 5, and only the drunk people predicting anything at 8 and above.
It's fun to see Colorado back on the Nebraska schedule again as well. Doug Duda, the host of the Doug and Daddy Show, before we let you go, when we met you a couple years ago, you had Jimmy with you, and we got the whole story about there's no daddy anymore, and so Jimmy was sort of daddy.
Pseudo-daddy.
He hasn't been here the last 2 years. What's the story?
Well, he can't keep up with you boys.
I know.
We chased him out? Chased him away?
His budget wasn't big enough to cover the tab that night, and he's been working the last 2 years just to pay it off. But he is a excellent official in the state of Nebraska and does basketball, football, and this time of the year we're into our area and state baseball tournaments. So I guess that's a better paycheck, and you guys being on radio know that, anything's a better paycheck.
I am fully aware. Well, we may check in with you again prior to the Iowa-Nebraska game in November.
Anytime.
If that's all right.
Awesome.
And we're an ESPN affiliate as well, so anytime you want to check in with us, you're certainly more than welcome to do that. We appreciate you taking some time and shedding some light on the Scott Frost phenomenon, as I've referred to it here. It dwarfs Harbaugh fever.
Oh, yeah.
It
P.J. Fleck last
P.J.
year.
P.J. Fleck to shame. I've never seen anybody come into Radio Row and just say, no, I'm not talking to anybody one-on-one. You're going to come to me.
Well,
and we came to him
yesterday.
I was
joking with Doug earlier because there's a fire code that says that in this room there can only be, what, like 50 people?
50 people.
I'm pretty sure there were more than 50 people around Scott Frost in the middle of this room alone. Right?
And if he wins, it's only going to get better slash worse, the attention that he's going to get.
Doug, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. Safe travels back to the Tri-City area.
We're headed west, guys. Thanks for the invite.
Driving or flying?
We're going to fly.
Okay.
And then we're going to get to Omaha, and then we're going to drive.
Oh, that's how far is that from Omaha?
Airport to door, 2.5 hours.
Okay.
And it's not bad until last year your flight got delayed. They had to bring a plane in from New York, and you left at 11:45.
I've driven from Iowa City, Cedar Rapids to Denver a number of times. That is a very long, very long drive. You get west of Lincoln, there isn't a whole lot out there.
I'll give you a Woody Page story off the air someday.
Oh, all right. I'm going to hold you that. Next year, hotel bar, Hilton, right? We're moving. Doug says we're moving to the Hilton.
Breaking
next
news
year.
On our
they
show.
They got a good little Irish pub there at the Hilton.
They do. I remember it well. It was a couple years ago, I think, we were there. And then back to McCormick Place. Oof. All right. Doug, we appreciate it. We'll let you get out of here. Nebraska and Iowa, the Black Friday commitments coming to an end. They'll take a little bit of a break, and then we'll see. Gary Barta said earlier today that moving forward, they're trying to get back on the same page again. We'll step aside and take a quick break, 4:49, as we continue on. Scott Docterman, theathletic.com, our friend, is going to be with us. We'll also hear from Parker Hesse about the Rat Trap. If you don't know what the Rat Trap is, stick around. You'll find out. Back after this.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, that's the good times roll.
It's Iowa State Cyclone Night at the Colonels this Friday. The first 1,000 fans receive a free Iowa State mini football and bid on Iowa State game-worn jerseys. Visit colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll.
No matter what kind of day you're having, make it better at Mulligan's. Stop in with your friends for happy hour every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. Take a break with their lunch specials. And when Iowa gifts us with great weather, take advantage of it on their big outdoor patio. Don't miss live music at Mulligan's, too. Keep an eye on their Facebook page to see who's performing next. Mulligan's Pub, 1060 Old Marion Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. At Mulligan's, you always get a shot at a better day.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
I'm fired, aren't I?
Oh, yes.
How about that? A little Nebraska football talk on the fly at Big Ten Media Days. We were originally going to play our conversation with Scott Docterman during that segment. We'll push Scott back into the 6 o'clock hour tonight and hear from one of the Athletic's newest college football writers. Scott, of course, has done a good job of covering the Hawkeyes through the years at the Cedar Rapids Gazette and then for the Land of Ten and now with the Athletic. Parker Hesse is coming up at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. The Iowa defensive lineman here along with one of his line mates. We heard from Matt Nelson earlier today and found out some interesting information about Parker. Although this has been out there, I was talking to a couple of the other Iowa media members, and they said this got brought up a couple years ago. But we'll visit with Parker about the Rat Trap. Dan Murphy of ESPN.com is with us at 5:30 as well today. And then the 6 o'clock hour, we'll hear from Scott, P.J. Fleck, and maybe some of the other recorded interviews that we took with some of the players from other schools that were available to us here on Radio Row. Everybody is packing up and getting ready to head home, down to about 4 or 5 radio shows at this point, and no one is on the air longer than we are, so we will be the last ones out of the building tonight at 7 o'clock, making our way back to the southwest side of Cedar Rapids and the KGYM studios. Poll question for you today, pretty relevant, KGYMradio.com with us in Chicago, Big Ten Media Days. Who wins? Who wins the Big Ten this year?
I hate to cut you off there, but Doug is showing us that the maximum occupancy only in this corner is 50, but in the middle of the room it's 200.
They have dividers
here. There's dividers.
So we're technically in three rooms.
These are three of the smallest rooms.
And when the room is opened to three, the occupancy jumps to 200. So no fire codes were violated.
It felt like there might be a fire code being violated.
We might yell across to Jack and Tom before they leave and figure out what they think of Michigan State this year. Because I can't figure out Michigan State for the life of me. I don't know what to expect out of Mark D'Antonio's crew. We're checking in with everybody today. BJ and Marion on Twitter, I believe, said that he prolonged his grocery run. He put it off. He was supposed to go to the grocery store, and he wanted to hear that last segment. I have no idea why. I don't think BJ is a big Nebraska football fan, but we appreciate all of our listeners tuning in for a first-time guest on the program, Doug Duda from the ESPN Superstation in the Tri-Cities, heading back to Kearney, Nebraska tonight. They're off to the airport right now. I think I may have just ruined it.
No.
You can't top it. There's nothing we can do now at this point. We should probably
just
cancel
the last 2 hours of the show?
Just walk off. Just make an exit, right? Iowa and Nebraska, by the way, November 23rd this year. 56-14. That was such an ugly ending last year for the Huskers. 54-21 at Minnesota, 56-44 at Penn State, and then Iowa 56-14. Scott Frost is going to turn things around, though. And if not, well, the crowd will be a little smaller next year here at Big Ten Media Day.
I doubt it.
319-366-1600. That is the Hertin & Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertin & Stocker, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. Let's send things back to the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Kyle has a big board update.
Iowa junior defensive end Anthony Nelson was named to the Bronco Nagurski Trophy watch list this morning, and that's going to go to the nation's most outstanding defensive player. The 6'7" NFL prospect had a team-leading 7.5 sacks last season and earned third-team All-Big Ten honors. Some people thought Ray Lima was snubbed by the Big 12 by not receiving preseason All-Conference recognition, but he's getting plenty of attention elsewhere as he was also named to the Nagurski watch list, as well as the Outland Trophy watch list, which goes to the nation's best interior defensive lineman. Lima's coming off a strong debut season for the Cyclones, in which he earned All-Big 12 honorable mention and Defensive Newcomer of the Year honorable mention. The Iowa State basketball team received its draw for the Maui Invitational coming up in November, and it'll open that event with a new-look Arizona team in the first round, and a victory would put them in front of either Illinois or Gonzaga, and another one would lead to Duke, Auburn, Xavier, or San Diego State. The Colonels are off today before beginning a series at home with Clinton tomorrow, but Ben Rodriguez was called up earlier this afternoon to High A Fort Myers. He hit .254 with 8 homers and 22 RBI, but he's going to be replaced by an intriguing new prospect and catcher Ryan Jeffers. Jeffers was the Twins' second-round selection in the recent MLB draft, and in 28 games for Elizabethton, he hit .422 with 3 home runs, 7 doubles, 16 RBI, and 20 walks. Tonight after the show, it's going to be the Twins still trying to recover from a 3-game sweep at the hands of the Royals. They beat Toronto on the road last night, and they'll try to do it again tonight, as you can hear it on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Channing Crowder has left Radio Row. We did not get a chance to ask him about the 2004 Outback Bowl. 319-366-1600, the Hertin & Stocker Jewelers text line. As things are starting to get wacky here on Radio Row, there's only 3 or 4 of us remaining. We've got our friends from East Lansing and somebody from Ohio over here behind us. They weren't here yesterday. They're joiners.
They're here today.
They're here today. We did both
friends
days.
Friends from Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, and Iowa all represented here on Radio Row right now. That's all that's left.
Everybody else Last person to leave for Nebraska, please turn off the lights. We are going to continue on. Parker Hesse set to join us. You'll hear from the Iowa defensive lineman next as our coverage of day two at Big Ten Media Days in downtown Chicago continues from the downtown Marriott after this. Parker Hesse discussing his purchase of the Rat Trap. And if you don't know what the Rat Trap is, he's going to explain it to you next.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
What's that?
A frozen McCafe cold brew frappe.
So it's colder than cold brew?
Colder than an Alaskan outhouse.
Colder than a drafty igloo?
Colder than a penguin staring contest.
Colder than a meter maid's heart?
Colder than a breakup text on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I gotta get one of those.
The strong, smooth taste of cold brew coffee, ice blended into rich, creamy drinks. The new McCafe cold brew frappe and cold brew frozen coffee. They're colder than cold brew. At participating McDonald's now for a limited time.
Guys know more is better. So this month, Sport Clips Haircuts is thanking our clients with a Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's double the MVP experience for the price of a single. So after your fresh cut, we double the time on your relaxing, massaging shampoo and on our legendary hot steam towel. You can even turn your hot towel into a refreshing chilled towel to get the MVP on ice. The Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's a double header on a single head. Check in online today at sportclips.com/check-in.
Duralast batteries are proven tough to perform in temperatures of 140 degrees and 40 below zero. Because when you can start in extreme conditions, you can start in everyday conditions. Like running late for work, a broken alarm, creepy parking spots. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
DL due to a right groin injury a day after failing to hustle on a couple of plays in the loss to Tampa Bay. Sanchez missed time earlier this month with an injured groin. Austin Romine's the starting catcher tonight with Greg Bird serving as the DH. ESPN's Adam Schefter reporting the Rams and running back Todd Gurley agreed on a four-year $60 million extension, $45 million guaranteed. That deal resets the running back market in the NFL. A panel of 50 NFL insiders, including GMs and coaches, voted on the QB tier rankings on ESPN.com. Ben Roethlisberger selected as a tier one, but sometimes he's also seen as a tier two in the league, explains ESPN.com senior writer Mike Sando.
I think he plays like a tier one quarterback sometimes, almost like if you're playing him in a playoff game, you're scared to death because you know he can do it. But I don't think he does it as consistently as Brady and Rodgers do. There's games, especially on the road, he hasn't played well. Last year, they went 0-2 against Jacksonville. He had the five-pick game.
Mike Sando on Golic and Wingo. The higher the tier, the less help the QB needs to succeed.
Coming up Wednesday, our summer take bracket continues, and it'll pit me against my father. Plus, the voice of the Lakers, John Ireland, stops by. Nick Saban joins, and Mina Kimes' biggest fan, Chris Mortensen. Golic and Wingo, Wednesday, 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. It's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
Duralast batteries are proven tough to perform in temperatures of 140 degrees and 40 below zero. Because when you can start in extreme conditions, you can start in everyday conditions. Like running late for work, a broken alarm, creepy parking spots.
Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I'm Erin Coscarelli with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Chiefs reported a training camp Sunday led by Patrick Mahomes, heading into his first camp as the starting QB. And he is ready to lead after learning from Alex Smith last season.
He had a process of how he made sure he was prepared for every situation in the game. And so for me, just being able to watch that and understand what's needed in order to have success in the NFL is probably the biggest thing he did for me.
Also reporting Sunday, Andrew Luck. After missing last season following shoulder surgery, the Colts quarterback is healthy and will be throwing in full at camp. Second overall pick Saquon Barkley signed a four-year, $31.2 million fully guaranteed contract with the Giants Sunday, and he will practice Monday when they start camp. And finally, some sad news to report. Vikings O-line coach Tony Sparano died Sunday at the age of 56. The former Dolphins head coach is survived by his wife, three children, and four grandkids. This has been an NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901.
Napa Know How.
If you know how to pick something up and put it in a bucket, you know how to save 20%. This week only, buy a Napa bucket for $2.99, fill it to the top, and boom, you're a savings genius. So hurry in and save, because the Napa 20% off deal ends soon. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating stores.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Never heard of.
I'm not surprised. More people watch the fish tank at Leo's pet store.
Look at this. We need people. Jack and Tom have people tearing down for them. We got to pack up our own stuff. We're not big time. Chicago, Big Ten Media Days, day two. Kirk Ferentz is still in the building, by the way. I would have thought the Iowa contingent had left a long time ago, but Kirk was on the phone with somebody. Just outside of Radio Row, as we
was he chewing his Bubblicious gum?
He was. I think he was gum free. We did not bring him any gum. I think he was a little disappointed to see the Twizzlers and the Slim Jims and the mints and no gum for him. But Kirk and the Hawkeyes still here in Chicago. Not a whole lot of other people still here in Chicago. The Radio Row is completely clearing out, and we're going to bring you a segment now with Parker Hesse. The Iowa defensive lineman sat down with us earlier today, one of two defensive linemen from the Hawkeyes here in Chicago. And because of our conversation with Matt Nelson earlier this morning, we had a little bit of information to discuss with Parker, not related to football, but something called the rat trap. What is the rat trap? Here's Parker Hesse. He'll explain in his own words. All right, Parker Hesse sitting down with us now on Radio Row, day two of Big Ten Media Days, and he drew the short straw because we talked with Matt Nelson earlier, and the guy who goes first usually gives dirt on the guy who has to go last, so we're just going to go ahead and dive right in. I don't want to talk about football with you. But what is it, the rat trap? The RV.
The rat trap, yeah.
Tell me the story about the RV. How did that come into existence?
It was after spring ball in 2017. We were hanging out in the therapy pool after a lift, and Jake Newberg, he was a defensive lineman at the time. Now he's back playing guard. He pulled up on his Facebook marketplace thing, like, hey, this guy's selling his camper, like, whatever, make him an offer. And we just kind of all looked around, and we're like, well, I'd go in on it. And then everyone around us are like, well, I'd go in on it. So we're just like, what are you doing today? Let's go pick it up.
So how many guys together claim ownership?
Eight, I believe.
Okay. And what's the best road trip you guys? I think Matt said you took it to Drew Ott's wedding.
Yeah, we took it. Drew Ott got married in Okoboji last summer, the weekend after the 4th. So we took it all the way up there. Surprised it made it there and back, but it did.
He said 1978. Is that about the correct vintage here?
I think it's 76.
So our listeners at home can get the mental image of this camper.
Is it still in the shape that it was in 1976, or did you gut it and kind of
We did. Yeah, we took
it
out. The inside was kind of nasty, even for like a D-line a D-line standard. And so we took out everything inside and like, you know, redid the ceiling, redid the floor, put in our own like futons and chairs and stuff.
Now, how do you determine usage on the weekends? If there's eight guys, is there a hierarchy between who gets to take it this weekend? It's like divorced parents here or something sharing a kid.
No, yeah, I mean, you know, guys are busy a lot of the time, so I mean, basically we just use it on times, you know, all of us or a good portion of us can be together and we're going to something together, and you know, that makes it fun. That makes a trip there a lot funner than meeting there.
Let's talk a little football here. Coming into the season, that Northern Illinois game is on the horizon. I just saw almost a sparkle in your eye there when I mentioned that. You look like you're ready to put the pads on right now. You guys open camp in, what, 2 weeks?
Yep, 2 weeks. We'll be ready to go. But, yeah, I think, you know, it's getting to that time of year. The guys on the team, we're looking forward to starting to practice and getting into games again. That's what we like.
That defensive line, especially the defensive end, size, athleticism, how good does that group have a chance to be?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're really excited about our entire position group inside and outside. We have a lot of guys who have the potential to make the plays that break open games. And also, you know, with that depth, is it's going to provide the opportunity to always have fresh guys going. So, you know, we're hoping to, you know, create a rotation, create sub packages that are flexible and put pressure on opposing offenses.
We asked Matt about his impressions of A.J. Epenesa. Guy coming in, highly regarded recruit. We saw him very early on in his career. He gets on the field, you see why fans were so excited about his recruitment. As somebody who suits up and plays alongside him in practice and in games every day, how would you describe his game?
Yeah, absolutely. He's a extremely dynamic player, and he's a big play waiting to happen. That's what's really exciting about him. And, you know, as a person, I think it's just great when he came in, you know, even being highly recruited, he really focused on the little things and trying to improve each and every aspect of his game. And as an older player, when you get younger guys who are eager to learn and looking for, you know, little tidbits and stuff to pick up to improve on, that's something you really admire and you want to help guys like that.
What about a guy like Anthony Nelson, where he took a big step from freshman to sophomore year, even though he had a very good freshman season? Is he a guy who's kind of just sort of scratching the surface and is poised for a breakout year?
Yeah, I mean, that's the scary thing is, you know, as good as he's been, is he might be just like you said, scratching the surface of what he can do. In every aspect of his game, he's a really good football player, and he's someone that he's fun to watch, he's fun to play beside, and I really can't wait to see what he does this year.
We also asked Matt, and I'll ask you the same question, as somebody who lines up across from Nate in practice and sees him in practice and in games, how would you describe him as a leader on this team? It's very unusual for a non-senior to be here at Big Ten Media Days, and I think that sort of speaks to the confidence and the trust that Kirk has in him.
Yeah, I mean, as you guys know, he's a really stoic guy. That's kind of the way he approaches everything, is extremely objectively, and I think that's something that, you know, a lot of guys respect in him, is no matter what's happening, whether, you know, things are clicking on all cylinders and we're taking it to Ohio State, or you know, things aren't going so well, he's the same guy, and he's going to have the same, you know, level of preparation and approach to everything he does.
You brought up the Ohio State game. How often do you guys think back on that? I mean, that had to have been a tremendous high for you guys. It's not often that Iowa beats Ohio State, and let alone in that fashion. I mean, that's got to be – I mean, you're going to be telling your kids and grandkids about that game probably 40, 50 years down the road.
Yeah, that was an extremely special memory for us, you know, great opportunity, and – you don't get games like that all the time where, you know, all three phases are really just firing on all cylinders. But I don't think, you know, that's something that we revisit a whole lot right now. We're really focused on the 2018 team, and we got 12 opportunities ahead of us, and, you know, we're trying to make more memories, more moments like that.
That's a very Kirk Ferentz answer. He'll like that. Focus. I want to revisit 2017. One more game for 2017 before we focus on 2018 again. How much did that bowl win mean to you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and playing in the Pinstripe Bowl is a great opportunity. Maybe not where we want to be ending the season, but getting the victory is something that meant a lot to this program. It had been six, 7 years. And just to send those seniors out and on a win like that, kind of a gutsy, you know, down to the wire win, that's something that was really special for us and something that we've been able to build off this offseason.
I mentioned all the depth on the defensive line, and that's where you guys have most of your experience returning on that defense. How much do you guys have to be good examples and leaders for all three new linebackers and the guys you're replacing in the secondary as well?
Yeah, I think that's the role that our meeting room is really trying to grow in and kind of set the standard for as we start this season. We want to be the ones who push the pace and like I mentioned, set the standard for what we allow and what we tolerate as a team and the way we're going to go about things.
Well, Parker, we appreciate you sitting down and chatting with us. We'll talk to you at Media Days in a couple weeks, but enjoy the rest of the experience. What's your favorite part about being here at Media Days? What have they had you do that maybe you enjoyed?
Well, I mean, I haven't gotten a whole lot of it. Yesterday we got in, we did some pictures, and that was a little bit awkward. But, yeah, I mean, other than this morning, it's been kind of a slow start.
You did the Doug and Daddy show yesterday, right, when they brought Nate and you guys down here? That's the gentleman in the yellow shirt and the maroon shirt
yes.
over there. You sat with them yesterday?
Yeah, that's one of the three in Nebraska.
Three. There's more than that. Well, if I asked you right now, do you remember who's Doug and who's Daddy?
Oh, no.
We played this game yesterday with Nate. We like to call it Who's Daddy?
I mean, I'm going to say the guy in the maroon's Doug.
Oh, you missed it. Oh, 0-2. The Hawkeyes 0-2 with Doug and Daddy from Nebraska. Parker, we appreciate you taking the time to sit down with us. And like we said, that Northern Illinois game right around the corner. Mm-hmm. And enjoy any last-minute road trips planned in the rat trap before camp opens.
No, I think, you know, we got 5-6 days off right before camp, and everyone's probably heading home, spend the last few.
You got the state fair coming up. I mean, there's opportunities for road trips there.
Yeah, I don't know about that close to. If we break down, then we might not make it to camp.
Is this something that's going to stay in the Hawkeye football family? Like after you guys graduate, is it going to be maybe transfer sale to some of the younger guys, or are you hanging on to it?
Well, that's something we've considered. But yeah, I mean, we really haven't put too much thought into it.
Well, I just planted
direction.
The seed for you.
Yeah.
So now you've got to think about whether or not this could be an heirloom that's passed
they
down.
They call him the idea man.
We'll be talking to AJ about it at Big Ten Media Days in a couple years. Yeah. Thanks again, Parker. We appreciate it, and best of luck to you this season.
Yep, thanks for having me.
It's Iowa defensive lineman Parker Hesse earlier today caught up with us here when Radio Row was much busier. Now I feel like we're in a library. I feel like we should be whispering right now.
Nah.
Our voices are going to carry now in the empty room. We do have our friends from Illinois still sitting next to us, and one other radio show still in progress doing some editing, I think, but not live on the air. That's it from Big Ten Media Day. We're still here until 7 o'clock, but that's all three of the Hawkeye football players. If you missed Nate Stanley with us yesterday, KGYMradio.com. You can download yesterday's podcast. We also caught up with Kirk Ferentz yesterday. There's not a whole lot of news about the Hawkeye football program right now, and that's always good news for Kirk Ferentz. When there's not much to talk about at Big Ten Media Days, usually means things are on the right track. The Hawkeyes will open camp on the 10th of August. That is Media Day, and then August 11th, Kids Day. This year, how would you describe, thinking back to yesterday's conversation with Kirk Ferentz, Kirk's attitude?
I don't know. I didn't notice. You know him better than I do, and you are able to read into his mannerisms a little bit better because he just sort of seems pretty darn consistent and pretty even keel, no matter what situation that he's in. But I can sense. I think that. You've brought up the fact that you think that he's confident in this team. I can sense that just a little bit because we're all talking about what this team has to replace, and he is talking about the players that we really haven't seen yet that he believes can replace some of those stalwarts like Josie Jewell and Josh Jackson.
After hearing from Kirk Ferentz, after hearing from Nate Stanley, Parker Hesse, Matt Nelson, what's your biggest concern with the Hawkeyes as they get ready to open camp? 319-366-1600. That is the Hurteen and Stocker text line. You can also use it to pick up the phone and connect with Kyle in the KGYM studios, and he will get you routed to us in downtown Chicago. We can take your phone calls. Why not? 366-1600, Hurteen and Stocker, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler. for over 70 years. 5:16, there are things going on in the world other than Big Ten football. I know that's hard to believe, but I want to mention some of the other things going on. The Cubs have reported that Yu Darvish threw 16 pitches today, and everything went well. He's reporting no discomfort. The Cubs shellacked last night at Wrigley Field. We were watching the end of the game at the Billy Goat after dinner, and Anthony Rizzo got onto the mound, pitched in garbage time, not the way that you were expecting things to go. What would the reaction have been last night if Rizzo would have hurt himself pitching? There's no way that Joe Maddon could have lived that one down, although he said using all of these position players to pitch recently, Rizzo was not going to shut up about pitching until he actually did get into a game. Victor Caratini also threw last night, but encouraging news for the Cubs to see Yu Darvish throwing and reporting no horrible discomfort. Maybe it means he had discomfort, but it wasn't horrible discomfort. You know who had no horrible discomfort? Doug Duda, when he sat across from us. Just, it's like we were old friends. He remembered that night at the hotel bar all those years ago, and it paid off with 15 minutes of Nebraska football talk. If you missed our conversation with Doug, you can certainly download the podcast, kgymradio.com. I'll have to do some more research into the Doug and Daddy show. Sounds kind of interesting to me. We're pretty much full until 6:30.
Shook right now, Todd.
It's
that's what the kids are saying. I'm 100%
well, here's
shook right now.
We're going to check in with Doug and Daddy tomorrow because chances are maybe we get mentioned.
I doubt it.
Well, it's still incumbent on me as the host of this program. My name is on the cups, as is Alex's, but it's neither here nor there. My name is on the cups. As the host of the program, I will do my civic duty tomorrow and listen to their podcast, the ESPN Superstation, out of Kearney, Hastings, and what was the third one again?
Grand Island.
Did you like how I played that? Yeah, we're familiar with the Tri-Cities because USHL and the Rough Riders. Sometimes I feel like I just do this to entertain myself, and I use entertain in air quotes. Lunchbox Heroes is returning to the corridor tomorrow. We were originally scheduled to be out and about on that particular trip, and then somebody looked at the schedule and said, you know what, maybe making the guys drive home from Chicago and then getting to work early and doing the loading and the chairs and tables and all that. So Scott and Mark, those guys have taken the last 2 days off. They can go out and feed those hungry construction workers tomorrow. So Scott and Mark are on Lunchbox Heroes duties. Big thank you going out to Built by Pros, the presenting sponsor for Lunchbox Heroes. We're almost done. This might be the last one, if not the penultimate edition of Lunchbox Heroes. You can learn more by visiting our website, kgymradio.com. It's 5:20. We'll step aside and take a quick break. We come back. We'll check in with Kyle on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Some Iowa State basketball news he'll have for you. An update on the Colonels. They just got one of the Minnesota Twins' recent draft picks added to the roster. Who's coming and who's going? Kyle will have it for you when we return next.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
The Swisher Fire Department is proud to host their 14th annual 5K July 28th. The event will be held at the Swisher American Legion Pavilion and will feature a 5K run walk and a kids fun run. Join them. You'll be helping raise important funds for the department and their first responders.
Details at kgymradio.com. Click on community MVP.
We've been through a lot together. Weathered storms, shared sunny days, survived puppy training, and welcomed family for the best celebrations.
Surprise!
Now you've given me this new makeover. It sure makes me feel appreciated. I'm such a lucky house.
Your house gives you so much. Give it new life with a home equity line of credit from Fairfax State Savings Bank. Get started at thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's a normal day. You're rushing out the door to get to work on time when suddenly, there it is, the dreaded service light. So what is it this time? Tire pressure? Low coolant? Time for an oil change? When it comes to service lights, head to Jiffy Lube. We've got you covered. Drive in today and make the switch to Pennzoil. Ask for Pennzoil Synthetics, getting you back on the road in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
What the hell we got here? Some kind of public access show or something?
Hey, Jack Ebling says we did a good job, and that's all I need to know. I'll take that into my next performance review. Welcome back to Radio Row at Big Ten.
Is that an official?
I don't know if my performance has ever been reviewed. Maybe it should. It probably should. Speaking of reviews and officiating, we also saw Bill Carollo last night at dinner. He is the head of Big Ten officiating. I saw Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette sat in on his media session today. He's got a really nice piece online at thegazette.com about all of the problems that Bill Carollo contemplates and deals with as the head of officiating. Speaking of Mark, if you've been reading, and we had Mark on with us yesterday, we mentioned his project, the hashtag KF143, where he's recapping all 143 wins of the Kirk Ferentz era at Iowa. I made an appearance today, and I don't remember the incident that Mark is referring to, and neither does Dallas Clark, who apparently many, 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 many years ago in a different life, when Dallas was a tight end at Iowa and I was at the Daily Iowan, apparently he had an issue with something that I had written. Don't recall this at all, but if you get a chance to check out Mark's story on, I believe it was the 2002 Indiana football game, and all I remember about that game was Grant Steen had three interceptions and saved Iowa's bacon that afternoon. Grant Steen, the pride of Emmitsburg, Iowa, if I recall correctly. I had a class at Iowa with him, did not know him very well, but apparently Dallas was very upset about something. So I was upsetting people even back then in 2002, long before I could ever imagine having this type of platform to upset many more people. I'm going to have to do some digging. I have all of my old stories. This is going to blow your mind, much like John Grisham yesterday, Alex. But my content at the Daily Iowan, much of it is not available online because we were not putting all of our stories onto the website back then in the halcyon days of my career as a sports writer. So I have tubs, boxes of old, they're not even sorted in any order, old copies of the Daily Iowan sports section, and I'm going to have to dig through and see if I can find whatever it is that I wrote that upset Dallas Clark. Now, Dallas and I are good. We did a Make-A-Wish event a couple of weeks ago. I emceed, and he was the keynote speaker. We're good. We're on good terms, which brings me to something that I teased earlier in the program. Alex, we have an update for everybody about one of the ongoing beefs that I have on this program. The beef being with a certain head coach from an Eastern Division team in the Big Ten.
This was one of the funniest moments of the day, in my opinion, because you had a massive sigh of relief almost. You were very excited for just even a small incremental gesture from this person who you once trusted. And then now I feel like all of that trust for what he told you, what he sold to you, has been evaporated because of his actions the past couple
of years. Many years ago, James Franklin, the head coach of Pennsylvania State University's football program, was at Vanderbilt, and he told me and a number of other writers, anytime we needed anything from him, give him a call. Email, call, anything. Quotes, radio appearances, whatever. You need something, you call James Franklin. That was when he was at Vanderbilt. Now we've tried to get him on the program every single year at Big Ten Media Day, and he will not respond. He has nothing. He wants nothing to do with us. He does not do Radio Row. Well, he did Radio Row today. He was with, I believe, Channing Crowder.
Yep,
and
the National guys.
The National guys. But as he was exiting the room, he waved to me. I waved to him. He waved back to me. This is not Trump and Kim Jong-un, but I believe there may be an opening here for detente between me and my beef with James Franklin. So I'm de-escalating on a scale of 1 to 10 my beef with James Franklin. I am taking it down. I'm dialing it down now to about a 6. And you get below 5, you're pretty much free and clear. So message to James Franklin, if you're listening to the podcast right now, we're beefing, but we're heading toward a better day. Thank you for the very kind wave, but we would very much still love to have you on the program with us sometime in the near future. We do have Minnesota football coach P.J. Fleck. You'll hear from him in the 6 o'clock hour tonight. Scott Docterman, now with TheAthletic.com, also along for a chat later this evening in the 6 o'clock hour. And Dan Murphy of ESPN.com is going to join us next at 5:30. But first, Kyle is going to squeeze in a big board update for you.
Iowa junior defensive end Anthony Nelson was named to the Bronco Nagurski Trophy watch list this morning, and that goes to the nation's most outstanding defensive player. The 6'7" NFL prospect had a team-leading 7.5 sacks last season and earned third-team All-Big Ten honors. Some people thought Iowa State's Ray Lima was snubbed by the Big 12 by not receiving preseason All-Conference recognition last week, but he's getting plenty of attention elsewhere as he's also been named to the Nagurski watch list, as well as the Outland Trophy watch list, which goes to the nation's best interior defensive lineman. Lima's coming off a strong debut season for the Cyclones, in which he earned All-Big 12 honorable mention and Defensive Newcomer of the Year honorable mention. The Iowa State basketball team received its draw for the Maui Invitational coming up in November, and they're going to open that event with a new-look Arizona team in the first round. A victory would then put them in front of either Illinois or Gonzaga, and another one would lead to Duke, Auburn, Xavier, or San Diego State. The Colonels are off today before beginning a series at home with Clinton tomorrow, but Ben Rodriguez was called up earlier this afternoon to High A Fort Myers. He hit .254 with 8 homers and 22 RBI, but he's going to be replaced by an intriguing new prospect in catching Ryan Jeffers. Jeffers was the Twins' second-round selection in the recent MLB draft, and in 28 games for Elizabethan, hit .422 with 3 home runs, 16 RBI, and an impressive 20 walks. Tonight after the show, it's going to be the Twins still trying to recover from a 3-game sweep at the hands of the Royals over the weekend. They're with Toronto tonight, and you can hear it on 107.5 FM The North, Jim.
All right. We are close to wrapping up our coverage from Big Ten Media Days here in downtown Chicago. The hotel, at least, of Big Ten guests starting to clear out. I know some of the Iowa media are still lurking, finishing up posting some of their stories online before they head home. We're going to do this all again in a couple weeks. Iowa Media Day, Friday, August 10th. It's late in the afternoon. We're going to try to be there for Kirk Ferentz's portion, his opening comments, and then perhaps we'll have somebody try to get some audio and have it for you the following Monday. Iowa has done its media days on the weekends the last several years, and it's been very convenient for us because we don't have to worry about cutting things short and racing back to the studio to get on air and do a show. But for the purpose of scheduling this year, apparently Friday worked best for Iowa. The next day, August 11th, will be the Kids Day open practice at Kinnick Stadium. And then before you know it, Fry Fest and Northern Illinois coming to town for the opener for the Hawkeyes. Speaking of Fry Fest, Barry Alvarez, the athletic director at Wisconsin, he was at dinner with us last night.
He was.
Not at our table, but we were eating at the same steakhouse as Barry Alvarez. I rode the elevator with him today and asked Barry about dinner last night and was very coldly received. So,
Is there beef now?
I don't know. Maybe I'm beefing. Beefing with Barry sounds like it would be a decent segment on the program moving forward.
All I know is that restaurant that we went to last night just screamed Barry Alvarez. Gene, and sure enough, he showed up.
Gene and Giorgetti, if you ever get a chance in downtown Chicago, it's on North Franklin Street. Absolutely fantastic. Check it out. Not an endorsement. Back after this.
This Sports Beat update on the gym is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, celebrating 14 years of service.
Dear U of I, just a note to let you know, if you're ever thinking about selling Kinnick Stadium or Carver Hawkeye Arena, please consider Hawkeye Title and Settlement. We're here to provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services. Signed, Hawkeye Fan Forever, and send. Hi, this is Steve Anderson with Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Whether it's a large commercial property or if you're buying your first home, remember, we're here to help. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services of Iowa City. You'll love our team just like you love the Hawks.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
The dude has to get it right, because when it's right for him, he's one of the top three players at his position in the entire NFL. I'm talking about Josh Gordon, who puts up insanely great numbers even without anybody good enough to throw him the football. He always has when he's eligible to play, but substance abuse has gotten the better of him for far too long since he came out of Baylor. The Browns receiver said yesterday he won't be at the start of camp while he continues to work on his health and treatment plan to help him on the road back from multiple substance abuse suspensions. Basically, as it sounds, he can't soothe his anxiety with his usual substances, so he's working to soothe it in other healthier and more NFL-approved ways. Good for him. Get it right, Josh. I think most of us are eager to see these Browns with a defense that could win some games on its strength alone, but now with consistency at quarterback in Tyrod Taylor, at least until Baker Mayfield grabs the spot, and a general sense of having more talent than it's had in a while. If Josh Gordon is on the field, this team will be a far cry from what we've seen. So please, Josh, get right. It does sound like he's close. In 60 seconds, now they really have nothing left to look forward to.
How's that Gatorade, Golic? It's not Gatorade, Trey. It's something else.
But it looks like Gatorade.
And it definitely tastes like it as well. Even has all those electrolytes you know and love, but it's not.
I'm on pins and needles here, man. What is it then?
It's new Gatorade Zero. All the electrolytes, zero sugar.
Zero sugar? Well, that is something else.
Yep, sure is. And Gatorade Zero is available in orange, lemon lime, and glacier cherry. So go pick some up today.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Mets fans wanted it, and we all knew it would happen. Tim Tebow was going to get called up in September to be a big leaguer. The only way it wasn't going to happen for him is if he embarrassed himself in Double A, but he hasn't. Hitting .273, six homers, Eastern League All-Star, and he's Tim Tebow. Of course he was getting called up, but now he won't because his hand is broken. He's likely done for the season. Certainly not getting that call, not this year. So here's what we all get. Another year of waiting for that unavoidable call-up. But first, where does Tebow start next season? AAA seems like a lock, doesn't it? Dude's living his dream and succeeding far more than any of us thought he would, despite the bad break. Good for him. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Let's talk about Duran. Last year, he was a kitchen cook wanting to change his life for the better. Last month, Duran started his information technology career, making 50% more money, doing something he loves. Don't love what you do? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet on campus or live online 2 to 3 times a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
Progressive presents Get Pumped, inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, what's that look on
on your face? Defeat? You want to save more money? Then start playing as a team! Bundle home and auto with Progressive. That's how you win big savings. What? You need music to get pumped? Let's do this! Hold on, I'm going to turn it up. That's too loud. Yeah, that's better.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all stages of situations.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today, pronounced regionally as chowda, chowda. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
There are two ways to pour motor oil. The hard way, which can get messy. Or the easy way, introducing Valvoline in the new Easy Pour bottle, featuring a redesigned easy pull tab and spout and anti-glug tube. Now, the proven protection you expect from Valvoline is even easier to pour. Faster, cleaner, proven. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Valvoline, since 1866. Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life in a filter for $25.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
Back to the Todd Brodelkam Show, right here on KGYM.
You got to stop thinking so negative, son.
5:37, Big Ten Media Day coverage continuing from downtown Chicago. Todd and Alex with you until 7 o'clock tonight. Scott Dochterman from TheAthletic.com is going to be with us in the 6 o'clock hour. And you'll also hear from Minnesota football coach Philip John Fleck. It's coming up at 6:30 tonight. But right now, we had a chat with the man who covers the Big Ten for ESPN.com earlier today, the one and only Dan Murphy. We like catching up with him at Big Ten Media Day every year. And here is what Dan had to say about the state of the Big Ten. ESPN.com's Dan Murphy on Radio Row, day two of Big Ten Media Days from the Marriott in downtown Chicago. And it's Scott Frost's world. The rest of us are just living in it. It's hard to imagine. We spent so much time talking about him yesterday, but Nebraska and Scott Frost still sort of dominating the discussion today. We'll get to Ohio State and Urban Meyer's issues that he had to deal with today in just a little bit. But Dan, I want to get your thoughts on Scott Frost sort of introducing himself to the Big Ten yesterday. He seems to have won the press conference, as they say in this business.
Yeah, he's the rock star of this year, I think. It helps that he's the only new coach and the only fresh face in the conference this year. And then, of course, his connections to Nebraska. And he came out very strong, and he did not mince words about where Nebraska was before he got there or where he hopes to take them. So I think that's the type of message that Nebraska fans wanted to hear. And you mentioned winning the press conference. I think a lot of coaches that have been around for a while come here and say, well, let's just not lose. Let's not cause a scene and make some trouble here. But when you're the new guy in town and there's nothing but optimism and you've never lost a game as a Nebraska coach, you can go for let's try to make some headlines and make some noise because everything's positive right now.
P.J. Fleck was the rock star last year. Do you see Scott Frost's first year as Nebraska coach going better than P.J. Fleck's did last year?
I mean, he's got less to deal with off the field and less issues that P.J. had to sort of sort through. And I think they go about building their program in much different ways, where Fleck has always said that he's got more of a 4 or 5 year plan where he wants to tear everything down and build up his culture from the beginning. And what he does is more about trying to build a community and that type of thing in his locker room. Whereas Frost, you know, you see the results he got down in Florida. He's more of a quick, let me get my offense going. And once I get a couple players in the right places, this thing could take off in a hurry. So it might be slightly different trajectories just based on, I think, the way that they go about their business.
Can anybody catch Ohio State? I think that's one of the storylines. I know ESPN's written about that. Yes, Ohio State, the leader in the clubhouse before the season even gets started, but they're there for a reason. They're at the top of the power rankings for a reason.
Yeah, I mean, they're the most talented team in the Big Ten. They've proven time and time again that they've got one of the better coaching staffs, if not the best coaching staff in the Big Ten, and getting the guys to live up to their billing, which is always pretty high. I think they will remain the team to beat, you know, for a couple of years at least until someone can prove that they consistently will beat them. And I think the big question they have is Dwayne Haskins, and he's as talented and physically talented, is more physically talented than JT Barrett. The question is whether he can be the type of leader that Barrett was and get all of those talented skill players around him headed in the right direction together.
I look at Urban Meyer and what he's been able to do through recruiting and how he, when he stepped into the Big Ten, really elevated the trajectory of the entire conference. Some of these programs in the East are starting to push back. How much fun and how competitive has that made that side of the conference?
Oh, it's, I mean, I think it's, the entire league, I think, has changed since Meyer was hired six years ago. I think that he has an impact on that, whether it's the way that people recruit or just the competitive nature. And I think there's a lot of schools have taken more seriously, you know, look at the Scott Frost hire and PJ Fleck and Jeff Brom and all those people trying to make things a little more competitive in the West. But he came into the East Division at an interesting time because there are a lot of teams that, whether it's Michigan State, Mark D'Antonio, or Harbaugh at Michigan, or James Franklin at Penn State, I think in a different era, any of those teams could have been the dominant team in the division and winning a couple titles in a row. But they are, I think, still just a step above everybody else at this point, and they continue to set the pace that the rest of the league is following.
Dan Murphy with us from ESPN.com. Jeff Brom and Purdue, possibility that maybe that program takes a step forward this year and it could, I don't want to say play spoiler in the West, but exceed expectations.
I think so. Yeah, I think they're probably not a team that's going to win 11 or 12 games, right? I don't know that they're deep enough and strong enough for that, but they're certainly a team that's dangerous enough to beat Wisconsin or beat Nebraska or Iowa or whoever is the team of the year. I think that they've got two great quarterbacks. They've got a guy who's smart enough or has proven that he's got some offensive acumen and creativity to use both of them to the best of their abilities. And they've got some interesting playmakers and a quietly improving defense that's pretty solid. So I think that they're, like you said, probably not a front runner or ready to be a program to go win a championship, but they're a team that you need to pay attention to if you're an opponent.
I don't want to say under the radar because Wisconsin is proven that they're a 9-10 win program every year, but how good could this team, is this a team that can compete with some of the best teams in the East, Wisconsin, this year?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they're sort of this indestructible, they're always going to be a 9 or 10 win team, so we just kind of pencil them in for being at the top of the West, and if things fall in the right way, that they could be a Big Ten champion in any given year. They're going to be, I feel like it's going to be a slightly different looking Badgers team than the one that we're used to seeing in the past few years. They've got a lot to replace on defense, like three or four starters only coming back on defense, and a lot of key players have moved on. Offensively, as long as Alex Hornibrook can be consistent, and he's made some fantastic plays and fantastic throws in the past year or so, but if he can string that all together and play consistently, they've got some really talented pieces around him. Two or three young receivers that are really good, and then obviously Jonathan Taylor may end up being the best player in the league this year.
When I say Iowa football, what comes to mind?
Consistency. Kirk Ferentz, the senior statesman of college football, really. It's someone who's been that consistently in one place, for 20 years now. I think that they're going to be the Iowa that they're used to. You can kind of set your watch to Iowa football, and I also think that Nate Stanley is a player that doesn't get the buzz or attention that he deserves quite yet. I think he has a chance to be a kind of a breakout star of the conference if Iowa's doing well this year.
I look at the entire dynamic of the West, and this is something that I bring up all the time, but these programs are mirror images of the mentality of their coaches, and you have the elder statesman, and I know Paul Chryst has only been there a few years, but kind of the old school mentality of Paul Chryst and Pat Fitzgerald and Kirk Ferentz, and then you have PJ Fleck, Jeff Brom, and Scott Frost. What do you make of that? Because does it throw a wrench into what the traditional way of Iowa or Northwestern or Wisconsin has done, bringing in those young, talented recruiters?
I think it's, one, awesome for the West Division. You need to have some variety. And two, it's smart because Purdue and Minnesota and and some of the other places aren't going to be able to beat Wisconsin at what Wisconsin does best. They're too far in front at getting those guys. You're not going to be able to get the offensive line that Iowa's going to have every year and the solid front seven and win games the way that Kirk Ferentz has for so long, because he's got such a strong reputation for doing that. It's going to be hard to compete. So if those teams are going to make the West more competitive and be a little bit more diversity, I guess, in the amount of teams up at the top of the West, you need to try to do something different and creative, like Jeff Brom's done, like Scott Frost is going, most likely going to do at Nebraska, with some new wrinkles and some exciting offense that they're not going to win by ramming the fullback down anybody's throat, I don't think. So it's a good move, and I think it's an exciting thing for what the West is going to look like, if not this year, two or three years down the road.
The college football playoff is something that came up a lot yesterday and has come up again today. A lot of people have different ideas. Scott Frost being here, spurring along that discussion, given his experiences at Central Florida. But Jim Harbaugh came out yesterday and said he is all for expanding 8-16. Your personal thoughts on, I know we're locked in for quite a while here with the current setup, but are we headed toward an expanded playoff?
Probably. It's probably inevitable. It sounds like there's enough people that want it, and there's more money to be made. That's been proven, which I think will, you know, ultimately be the thing that that drives it in that direction. I don't know if that's the healthiest thing. I think that, you know, the one thing that could hold it back is the number of games. It's health, safety and health concerns for players. If they can find out, you know, whether they shorten the regular season or get rid of a conference championship game, that would be the solution to that, I think, that would be coming if they end up adding another round. But yeah, you know, it might be 5 years down the road, it might be 10 years down the road, but eventually it seems inevitable that it's going to grow.
I think Jim Harbaugh said he wants to see it go to 16. But speaking of Jim Harbaugh, I know you've been around this program. Do you think they have their quarterback in Shea Patterson? Because that has been such a roadblock for this team the past couple of years, especially last year.
Yeah, last year was it was an issue, and it was between, you know, both injuries and guys not panning out quite the way they wanted them to. Patterson is certainly an upgrade, I think, there. He's proven that at Ole Miss. How he fits into the system, more importantly, how they use him, whether they're going to be flexible in the way they call the offense around him. I think one of their big issues last year, and part of this was just not having the faith in each other between the players and the coaches of knowing what they could execute properly, is they were pretty vanilla on offense. They didn't do a lot of the more fun, interesting things they did when they had a couple good runs with Jake Rudock at quarterback a few years ago and were putting up some more points. So will they be more creative with him? And probably the basis of that is, will that offensive line round into shape? Because that's really been, I think, the biggest bugaboo there for going on a decade, is not having a solid offensive line to set up all that stuff behind. So if they're able to get that, I think Patterson's good enough to be a difference maker, but he isn't the cure-all savior who's going to drop in. If everything remains the same last year, he's not going to be the guy who solves every problem they have.
Dan, really quick before we let you go, is there one game that you've got circled on your calendar already that you're looking forward to this year? Big Ten game of the year.
Well, so, I mean, obviously, you know, the Ohio State-Michigan game at the end of the year is always a fun one. I think Penn State-Ohio State has been terrific the past couple of years. It's not a Big Ten game, but being that it's still only July and my mind only works so far into the future, Michigan-Notre Dame at week one is one that's definitely circled on the calendar as a huge game for both of those programs, and one that's worth getting excited about. It'll be, I think, the marquee game that Saturday night of the first week of the season, and the winner of that game will go on in the next day, and their fan base will assume they're headed toward a national championship, and the loser of that game is going to want to fire their head coach, I would imagine. So a lot of stakes in that one. Probably too much of an overreaction, I'm sure, after the first week of the season, but that should be a really fun, interesting game.
ESPN.com's Dan Murphy, always great chatting with you here at Big Ten Media Day. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Big thank you to Dan Murphy for joining us earlier today on Radio Row. Give him a follow on Twitter at Dan Murphy, ESPN. Ohio State predicted by many to win the Big Ten this year. Wisconsin is up there as well. We ask you today, KGYMradio.com, who wins the Big Ten this year? Give you several options. We even went so far as to include the Hawkeyes for you. Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot, the sponsor of our KGYM poll question. We've got Scott Docterman of TheAthletic.com set to join us in the 6 o'clock hour. You'll also hear from Minnesota Gophers head coach P.J. Fleck. That's all in store over the next 60-plus minutes. Right now, we'll step aside and take a quick break. When we come back, we'll check in with Kyle back in the KGYM studios. Another big board update just minutes away.
Whether your project is below ground, above ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools you need. We rent, sell, and service everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts, trench shoring systems, and portable restrooms. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools and small equipment for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. For the branch nearest you, visit unitedrentals.com or call 800-UR-RENTS.
It's Iowa State Cyclone Night at the Colonels this Friday. The first 1,000 fans receive a free Iowa State mini football and bid on Iowa State game-worn jerseys. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Getting on top of the pile of moving toward a better life for you and your family starts by making better money. Working nights means your days are free, so no daycare costs. And if one of the kids needs you to take them to the doctor at 10 a.m., you don't have to take time off to do it, and you'll have excellent health insurance, too. That's what working at PMX can do for you. They're paying over $17 an hour, and they're hiring right now. Learn more at ipmx.com.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids, and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
5:52, welcome back in as we continue our Big Ten Media Days coverage from the Marriott in downtown Chicago on Michigan Avenue. Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn here until 7 o'clock, and then it's time to pack up and head west. We'll be back in the KGYM studios tomorrow. We invite you along for the ride, and we'll have some catching up to do. See what we missed out on the last couple days since we've been out of town. Nate Stanley joined us yesterday. Matt Nelson and Parker Hesse today. If you missed anything from our 2 days of coverage here at Big Ten Media Days, we'll have podcasts available for you at kgymradio.com. Also, follow along with KGYM on Twitter, at KGYM Radio, and you can see some pictures and links from our time here in Chicago. Right now, speaking of KGYM, let's head back to the studio all the way on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Kyle's got a big board update.
Iowa junior defensive end Anthony Nelson was named to the Bronco Nagurski Trophy watch list this morning. That goes to the nation's most outstanding defensive player. The 6'7" NFL prospect had a team-leading 7.5 sacks last season and earned third-team All-Big Ten honors. Some people thought Iowa State's Ray Lima was snubbed by the Big 12 by not receiving preseason all-conference recognition, but he's getting plenty of attention elsewhere as he was also named to the Nagurski watch list, as well as the Outland Trophy watch list, which goes to the nation's best interior defensive lineman. Lima's coming off a strong debut season for the Cyclones, in which he earned All-Big 12 honorable mention and Defensive Newcomer of the Year honorable mention. The Iowa State basketball team received its draw for the Maui Invitational coming up in November, and it'll open that event with a new-look Arizona team in the first round. A victory there would put them in front of either Illinois or Gonzaga, and another victory would lead to Duke, Auburn, Xavier, or San Diego State. The Colonels are off today before beginning a series at home with Clinton tomorrow, but Ben Rodriguez was called up earlier this afternoon to High A Fort Myers. He hit .254 with 8 homers and 22 RBI, but he's going to be replaced by an intriguing new prospect in catcher Ryan Jeffers. Jeffers was the Twins' second-round selection in the recent MLB draft, and in 28 games for Elizabethan, hit .422 with 3 home runs, 7 doubles, 16 RBI, and an impressive 20 walks. Tonight after the show, it's going to be the Twins and the Blue Jays. Twins won last night. They'll try to do it again tonight on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
How about some non-Big Ten football-related news? Todd Gurley and the Los Angeles Rams agreeing to a 4-year contract extension today that completely shakes up the market for running backs. What were we talking about last week? Running backs not getting paid. Gurley under contract now through 2023. A source telling ESPN's Adam Schefter the deal is worth $60 million and includes $45 million guaranteed, the largest guarantee ever for a player at that position.
Le'Veon Bell is sitting back smirking somewhere.
Look,
You got to pay that guy because he's the best running back in the NFL.
Have been some method to his madness. And this completely sets the bar into a totally different stratosphere. $45 million guaranteed, $60 million over the life of the contract, a four-year extension, and that just gets us thinking about fantasy football, doesn't it? It is almost fantasy football time. Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com will be joining us in the near future as we gear up for another season of fantasy football across eastern Iowa. The Mets, they can't catch a break. Yoenis Cespedes going back on the disabled list with a heel issue. Noah Syndergaard on the disabled list for contracting hand, foot, and mouth disease, which is something that children normally deal with. My pediatrician has said that it's extremely difficult for adults to come down with hand, foot, and mouth. And the Mets' problems even extending to the minor leagues. Tim Tebow in Double A made the Eastern League All-Star game this year. He's out for the remainder of the season. He's got a broken hamate bone in his hand. So no matter how bad the Mets are, they won't even be able to cash in on a September call-up of Tim Tebow to sell jerseys. I feel sorry for Tyler. But I will say this. He's going to be in a better mood because he's going to check out the podcast tonight and catch our interview with Doug Duda, the host of the Doug and Daddy program in Kearney, Nebraska, was with us earlier today at 4:30. We talked a little Nebraska football. Scott Frost definitely draws a crowd, as does Urban Meyer. We'll have more on Urban Meyer and why he's got some splaining to do with the Ohio State media. Scott Doctorman from The Athletic, though, joins us next as our final hour from Chicago kicks off.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word FIRE to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text FIRE to 797979. Text FIRE to 797979.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Yankees catcher Gary Sanchez on the DL with a right groin strain. Sanchez said he aggravated a groin injury when he had to get out of his crouch to chase a ball after he and pitcher Luis Severino got their signals crossed last night. Sanchez reiterated his regret for a lack of hustle in that game, ending putout, added he'd never use injury as an excuse. Austin Romine starting at catcher tonight in Tampa. Mariners ace James Paxton scratched from his scheduled return tonight. He's dealing with lingering discomfort in his back, team hoping that he'll be able to go in his next scheduled start. The Mets put Yoenis Cespedes on the DL as they await the results of an MRI he had on his heels. NFL, the Rams and running back Todd Gurley agreed on a four-year, $60 million extension, $45 million guaranteed, reports ESPN's Adam Schefter. That is the largest guarantee ever given to a running back. The deal ties him to Los Angeles the next six seasons and resets the running back market. Contracts about the future for Gurley, not past performance, explains ESPN's Lewis Riddick.
They're making a bet saying, look, at the very least, he will play at least three to four more years at top level for us, and we're going to take that bet. At 23 years old, a guy who's going to be 24 in August, yeah, you do take that bet. But for every running, if you start hitting your free agency year and you start trying to cash in when you're 27, 28 years old, it's going to be a whole different story. I think you will find a much more pushback, but good for him in terms of resetting the market.
From ESPN's Chris Mortensen, Falcons receiver Julio Jones won't report to training camp Thursday because he wants his contract reworked. Jones could be fined up to $40,000 for each day that he misses.
Coming up Wednesday, our summer take bracket continues, and it'll pit me against my father. Plus, the voice of the Lakers, John Ireland, stops by. Nick Saban joins, and Mina Kimes' biggest fan, Chris Mortensen. Go look and win go Wednesday, 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Napa know-how.
If you know how to pick something up and put it in a bucket, you know how to save 20%. This week only, buy a Napa bucket for $2.99. Fill it to the top, and boom. You're a savings genius. So hurry in and save, because the Napa 20% off deal ends soon. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, exclusions apply. Minimum three items. Offer available July 23rd through July 31st.
What's that?
A frozen McCafe cold brew frappe.
So it's colder than cold brew?
Colder than an Alaskan outhouse.
Colder than a drafty igloo?
Colder than a penguin staring contest.
Colder than a meter maid's heart?
Colder than a breakup text on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I gotta get one of those.
The strong, smooth taste of cold brew coffee, ice blended into rich, creamy drinks. The new McCafe cold brew frappe and cold brew frozen coffee. They're colder than cold brew. At participating McDonald's now for a limited time.
A throwback scheme for Bubba and the King.
Whether it's STP weekend or not, he's always got something up his sleeve.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
I noticed my neighbor place a broken lawn chair by his curb. Naturally, I repaired it on the spot using JB Weld original cold weld formula epoxy, then took off my shirt and laid down to enjoy the sun. When the family came home and saw a guy sunning himself on their lawn, they yelled, "Hey you, get out of our yard!" But I know their hearts were yelling, "We were idiots for throwing that lawn chair away. Thanks for teaching us about conservation." Don't toss it. JB Weld it.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, game changers. Makes me think of Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Finally, a simple, efficient way to quote home insurance. Let's go to Colin, who will now try to say something.
Okay, first of all, are you kidding? Never in my life. Okay, when you see stuff like this, look, I'm not the only one who thinks this, although everybody says I am.
Well said, Colin. Well said.
Get right to the point with Home Quote Explorer. It's a game changer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Richard Petty Motorsports unveiled its Darlington throwback paint scheme at the NASCAR Hall of Fame in Charlotte today. It's a nod to the Petty blue with red STP logos the King debuted at Riverside back in 1972. Wallace likes the look, but says he can't get caught up in trying to match Petty's success.
I think that's what you have to adjust to. You can't let the pressure of the King and what it's all meant for him and what he stood for, let that kind of settle in on you, because it's a totally different time. So, you know, when he comes in, it's like, hey, have you tried this? Have you tried that? And I'm like, man, if you only rode on bump stops, you'd feel a whole lot different than what you did riding on shocks and springs. That's it. So it's a little bit different for us.
You can hear more tonight on NASCAR Live at 7 Eastern Time. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Back to the Todd Brabelcamp Show, right here on KGYM.
You keep using language like that, and you're going to find yourself out of a job.
And then there were two. Welcome back to Media Row, Radio Row at Big Ten Media Day, the Marriott in downtown Chicago on Michigan Avenue. It's us and Greg Sharp, the play-by-play voice of the Nebraska Cornhuskers. As a matter of fact, we're not going to be the last ones out, because I see on his schedule he's here until 9 o'clock tonight doing his radio program.
That's dedication.
So it won't be us. responsible for turning off the lights at the Marriott. They've been a tremendous host to us. A big thank you to Nathan and everybody, the IT staff here. I don't want to jinx us in the final 55 minutes of the program, but I don't think we've ever had a Big Ten Media Days where we have set up. Everything has worked from the moment that we fired up all of our radio machines and brought you back 8 hours of great programming. Seven of them are in the books. This will do it here. A great hour for you. You're going to hear from Minnesota coach P.J. Fleck and maybe Minnesota running back Rodney Smith if we've got enough time coming up at the bottom of the hour. However, he's got a new job. Good friend of the program, Scott Docterman, joining us earlier today. Now with TheAthletic.com, a subscription website. It's very affordable. I think what they're trying to do is get people in on the ground floor, and then perhaps they will raise rates at some point in time. I'm a subscriber. This is not an endorsement, not an ad, but it's definitely worth the money, in my opinion. And now that they've got Scott writing about the Hawkeyes, I think it gives Iowa fans, anyway, a reason to subscribe. No Iowa State beat writer yet for The Athletic, and I don't know whether they will get big enough to the point where they add somebody covering every Power 5 team. But Scott on board. He stopped by Radio Row earlier today and chatted with us, and here's that interview now. Scott Docterman sitting down with us, friend of the program, here on day two at Chicago, the Marriott in downtown Chicago, Big Ten Media Days. Got to get used to saying this now, The Athletic. .com officially started a couple weeks ago, bringing Iowa Hawkeyes coverage to that website. You used to the new title. You have a PR person now. She came by the table yesterday, and I had to explain to her what we kind of already know, Scott, but thank you very much. We've already got him lined up.
Yeah, that's kind of funny and interesting. No, it's for everybody. And to say it would be for me, I'd be sitting here redder than I already am. But no, it's been great. I really enjoy working for The Athletic. I mean, I think a lot of people subscribe, and I certainly think everybody should, not only for the Iowa coverage, but baseball, I think, is top of the line. If you're an NHL fan, there's no other better place to go. And we've just undergone a major expansion. We're in almost every major Big Ten football market. And it's been great. It's just what is a little bit strange is this is my third straight media day where I've been under a different banner.
It's hard to get used to. Good consistency here one of these days. Anything trip your trigger with Kirk Ferentz and Gary Barta? Kirk was at the podium earlier today. We talked with Gary Barta a while ago. Touched on a number of topics, not exactly anything earth-shattering, but good to do a little house cleaning before media day next two weeks from Friday, right?
That's right. It's on a Friday this year.
Yeah, it's on a Friday, thankfully. But then
during our show.
Oh, during your show.
I'm sure was just a complete oversight on Iowa's part.
Yeah.
And not done intentionally.
Most definitely. No, I think looking at, from Kirk, there wasn't a lot. There was just kind of the housekeeping type materials, as you said, who's gone. I think a few, maybe a little bit of a surprise. Everybody knew about Manny Ragamba, but Nate Wieland from City High. And I think that was a little bit of a surprise. Cam Harrell, probably not as much because, he started out as a defensive back. He was a wide receiver. He was a running back. He wasn't really making any ground anywhere. I would say more of the most interesting topic is probably what Gary Barta addressed today. I spoke a lot with Nebraska Athletic Director Bill Moose on Monday, and that's kind of the scheduling formula going forward and then the Black Friday series with Iowa and Nebraska. The previous Nebraska administration wanted to punt on Black Friday, which is just insane to me. I mean, you just don't know your base if you're trying to do that. That's something that's very precious to the Nebraska fans. And so having, trying to get Iowa, and even like as Gary mentioned today, that they reached a compromise where if the game was in Lincoln, then it could move to Saturday. And I just can't imagine that Nebraska fans would go for it, which is why they got fired. But going forward, I talked to some Big Ten officials, and it seems to be almost all that's missing is the press release to say in 2022 and beyond, Iowa and Nebraska will end their seasons against one another on Black Friday. And I think it's good and healthy for both programs to establish that. I thought there's a lot of equity in that series, after 8 or 9 years. So I think it's a good thing going forward for not only those two teams, but for the Big Ten.
this is the second year in a row where a big-time new head coach comes into the Big Ten, and on Big Ten Media Day he gets swarmed. And I think Scott Frost probably got more attention than P.J. Fleck did last year. But what do you make of the rebuild that he's going to have to endure in Nebraska? And he's just getting so much attention, yet there's a long way to go there.
On the field, they've got a long way to go. And I think they could go from 4 wins to 6 or 7 fairly easily. I think they have enough talent. They just didn't play very well, and they weren't coached very well last year, especially on defense. But I think going from 7 wins to 10, 11, 12 is going to be more of a challenge. But what I like about that move for Nebraska is when you see him, he fits that culture. He understands what they're going through. The other coaches didn't. Mike Riley was kind of like Todd Licklider in some ways of the Nebraska program. I mean, nice guy, but just really didn't understand what it was all about. And, you know, Bo Pelini was not the right fit there either. And they've been going through this over and over again, which I think always brings that caution that Iowa fans have is, you know, okay, if you get rid of Kirk, the savior's not coming after Kirk, you know, so, you know, not always. And so you look at Nebraska, you look at Michigan at some points. But getting back to Scott Frost, the way he presents himself, what he understands about Nebraska football and the people of Nebraska, I think it relates. I think people will understand if he struggles a little bit early. But his pedigree and his success last year showed that he knows what he's doing, and it's just a matter of putting the right pieces together and having his team. And they should be very competitive in the West in 2 to 3 years.
What do you think his arrival in Lincoln means for the Iowa-Nebraska rivalry?
I think it puts it on high alert. I mean, look what's happened the last few days in recruiting. When they grab a defensive end from Waverly and they grab a linebacker from Omaha Burke that Iowa wanted. Iowa wanted both of them. When you have a staff that's got, you know, 3 or 4 people with Iowa ties, Eric Chenander is the defensive coordinator. He played with Brian Ferentz. They're friends. Trent Mosbrucker is actually on the staff, you know, former Iowa kicker. So I think what it does is it means that players like Noah Fant, you're not going to be able to just remove them very easily from Omaha. And so when you ramp up recruiting and you get wins and losses there, that kind of spills over to other environments. And Scott Frost said point blank yesterday that we're gunning for him, meaning Iowa. And I think that's going to make things important. The real key to this series to me is, can somebody cause some pain? If Iowa somehow gets past Wisconsin, has a chance to win the Big Ten West this year, and then Nebraska, say, upsets them at Kinnick, that's a moment that stands out that can propel this rivalry into the next level. And, you know, or in a few years, maybe the same thing could happen in reverse.
You mentioned recruiting, and I think that's where you look at Kirk Ferentz. He does what he wants to do. He's had the same system for 20 years, and I think recruiting is no exception. But you're starting to see some differences. You're starting to see more junior college kids, graduate transfers. Does throwing another young, talented coach, talented recruiter into the mix in the Big Ten West sort of force the hand of an Iowa to maybe evolve a little bit in that department?
Yeah, but I think they already have. They've changed a lot in that area, and I think they are much more aggressive. They've identified prospects much earlier in the state and in the region. But, you know, the battlefield has grown. It's a different kind of environment, not only, as you mentioned, with Scott Frost and the energy he brings. P.J. Fleck, you know, has turned it up to 11 on a 10-point scale. And Matt Campbell, we can't forget about him. He has done a remarkable job at Iowa State. And his team is poised to have another really good season, I think. So I think going against those guys and the way they recruit forces Iowa to be very aggressive, which is why you're seeing, like, the kid from Bettendorf, a freshman. They've offered him. They offer sophomores now regularly. That's something that Kirk never would have done, say, even 5 years ago.
Scott Docterman with us from The Athletic, covering the Hawkeyes now at his third media outlet, as he mentioned, over the last couple years. Always enjoy our chats with him, and great to sit in person at Big Ten Media Days. The storyline yesterday, day one, a lot of people talking about imbalance between the East and the West. Is too much made of this, or if this goes on for another couple years, is it something that you think Jim Delaney and the Big Ten will need to address?
I think both. I think yes on both. And I think number one is, when you look individual matchups, it's fairly close. I mean, you know, granted, you know, the way Iowa played against Ohio State was once in a lifetime, but You know, Wisconsin regularly wins those games. I think Northwestern beat Michigan State. You know, Iowa was one play away from beating Penn State. However, the West has to punch through in one of these championship games. And Iowa came obviously very close. Wisconsin has as well. They got to punch through. The other part of it is perception. This is the one sport where perception matters more than any other. And so when you're walking in the room, I mean, how many times have we said, there's Ohio State, Nebraska, you know, Nebraska carries a panache that maybe we don't even, you know, that doesn't deserve, you know, because of the past. So I think that the perception matters. But the flip side is I do think that they need to just make one small tweak, and that is move Michigan State to the west and Purdue to the east. Because if you have a lineup of Michigan State, Wisconsin, Iowa, a healthy Nebraska, possibly Northwestern, those are pretty good teams. There's a potential to have a really good team playing in Ohio State or Michigan, not yet, but Michigan or Penn State in the championship. So I do think that tweak needs to be made. But that said, I think it's a little bit skewed and, you know, West versus East, because the West has had some pretty good teams and some pretty good wins in the last few years.
Is Paul Chryst kind of raising the bar of what the elite program is in the Western side in the Western Division? Because I know that the last four coaches have all averaged over 9 wins, but I watched that team last year, and not only do they have a big offensive line, they have another All-American running back. They had some talented wide receiver. They were fast on defense. Can anybody in the next couple of years sort of push back on what Wisconsin has built in the Western Division?
Maybe in 2 years, but this year is going to be awfully difficult. Returning that entire offensive line, as you mentioned, you know, Jonathan Taylor, the running back who ran for almost 2,000 yards as a freshman. The defense that they've had and they've put in place, that's been the difference between Iowa and Wisconsin the last few years, is the defense. And they still have the guts of that, even though they lost some, but they do have some terrific players. So I think they have established themselves as the gold standard of the West. They are better now than they've been, really, certainly, you know, under Brett Bielema, you know, who had some really good teams. Maybe the Russell Wilson team was closest to this one. Maybe one of the Barry Alvarez teams was close to this one. But this one is as good as any coming into the season as they've ever had. So I think what it means is everybody else has to field a team that can compete with them. Iowa can, but there are some holes. Wisconsin really doesn't have any holes. So, and I think Iowa's the only team that could win the race, per se, in the West against Wisconsin.
Biggest issue facing the Hawkeyes going into the season? What's going to hold Iowa back this year?
I think it's going to be the linebackers. I mean, you know, you not only replace 3 starters, you replace an all-time great, and then you have a guy who was around for 4 years, tears ACL, and Aaron Menz. A lot of people thought should have been playing a little bit more. You're really going down to inexperience. And my fear for Iowa is maybe not necessarily the opener, but the second game against Iowa State. And you look at that zone read with David Montgomery and how good he is at making players miss. And if you're not locked in on that, on him as a target, and you let him juke you, you know, that could really be costly in that game. So I think defensively it's got to be linebackers. I think offensively, maybe interior offensive line. You know, they're still – last year they were good at times, and they were really bad at times. So I think they've really got a chance to – they've got to be more consistent on the up front.
Now, Scott, I said this yesterday, but after the 2015 Kids Day where I left and predicted 5 or 6 wins and they go undefeated, I've stopped predicting. But I look at this team and I just I don't know what to make of it, because they have some dynamic talents at several positions, at quarterback, at defensive end, at tight end. Yet you look at pretty much every position group other than the defensive end spot, and there are question marks. The linebackers, the secondary, the middle of the offensive line, the running backs. Mm-hmm. On July 24th, what do you make of this team right now?
I think I would probably buy Iowa high, barring injury. I mean, injury, like last year, who would have saw Boone Myers and Ike Bucker go down? If you would have told me that, then I would have said probably 6 wins last year or less. But I think this team has got potential. The schedule matters. You know, last year they're playing Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan State. This year it's Penn State still, but Maryland and Indiana. You'd think Iowa has a chance to win those games a little bit easier anyway. So I think Iowa's got a chance to be an 8-win team, barring a major injury, with the potential to move up. Running back, to me, I'm not as concerned about, because I think that's predicated on what the offensive line does. If the offensive line is good, the running game will be good. I think the receiving core has got a chance to be much better. I like the defensive line. The secondary is a question mark because you're losing Josh Jackson, but they also got some good pieces. I think this is a team that can win 8, 9, maybe even 10 games. I also think it's very much a potential team that can go 2-2 in its first four at home and really set the fans off, which, and that's kind of unfair because I think Iowa State and Wisconsin are pretty good teams.
Scott Docterman, The Athletic, will give you one last opportunity. You got to sharpen and hone the sales pitch here now that you're out selling yourself at The Athletic.
He has a publicist for that.
Well, he does, yeah, we can get the publicist to handle that, but what do people get if they subscribe to The Athletic?
Well, if you subscribe to The Athletic, you get the best coverage of sports in the country. We kind of look at it almost as the Netflix of sports coverage. I mean, you're going to get what you pay for. And not only for the Iowa coverage, which I think is pretty good, and college football in general and at the high level, but then if you're a Cubs fan, you get The Athletic in Chicago, or if you're a Vikings or Packers fans. We just last week we just opened the Athletic Wisconsin and hired a Packers writer, and we have Vikings coverage, or even, dare I say, Cardinals coverage in St. Louis. So you not only have what I think is the best in college football, but you got the best in sports. You're connected to everything. And our recent expansion in college football shows that we're very much committed to it. So hopefully people give us a chance. We have a trial out through July 31st. And then after that, hopefully you stick with us.
Safe travels back home. I would say we'll see you in a couple weeks at Iowa Media Day, but I think our schedule is not going to allow us to be there. So we'll cross paths probably the week heading into the Northern Illinois. Can you believe summer is almost over? This is always the line of demarcation for us. When we're in Chicago, it's time to start thinking about heading back to work.
It is. I always get that way around the 4th of July. Like, it feels like a boomerang. Like, okay, that's the halfway point, and then Big Ten Media Days are 3 weeks away. Now we're here, and it's, all right, time to get back to work. Somebody said it was like the first day of school. That's kind of the way it feels.
It's a good way. Stand up and introduce yourself to the room and say one interesting thing about you. Scott, we appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
Thank you very much.
Scott Docterman, theathletic.com. You can subscribe today to catch up on all of his Hawkeye coverage from Big Ten Media Days here in downtown Chicago. 6:23. We got 40 minutes to go. It's just us and Greg Sharp, the play-by-play voice of the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Everybody else has abandoned Media Row, Radio Row. It is like a ghost town in here, like a scene out of The Walking Dead. I hope the Michigan State student radio station comes back and grabs its equipment.
Yeah.
I hope nothing bad happened to those guys, but they're still set up. They're not here, though. We are. And coming up over the next 40 minutes, we caught up with a couple members of the Minnesota Golden Gophers, including head coach P.J. Fleck earlier today. Rodney Smith, the outstanding running back for Minnesota, joined us yesterday for a quick chat. Rodney Smith about to become the all-purpose yardage leader at Minnesota this season. And we'll talk with him about that and what it's going to take for the Gophers to get Floyd of Rosedale back in the Twin Cities. He's very comfortable, and he looks really nice inside the Iowa football offices, but P.J. Fleck and Rodney Smith both dreaming on carrying Floyd of Rosedale off the turf at TCF Bank Stadium. Remember, that was a 17-10 ball game.
Oh, that was
last year. A little too close.
Incredibly boring game.
Too close for comfort, and not exactly an all-timer. As we mentioned yesterday, Jim Delaney touting the fact that 5 of the 10 most-watched football games in America last year, college football games, involved Big Ten teams. The Iowa-Minnesota game was not. Well,
wasn't that the Brian Ferentz game?
The press box incident.
The press box incident.
Yes, that was the game.
That was what I remember about that game. Nothing that actually happened.
No, there wasn't anything
else.
There wasn't anything else to talk about after that. Let's leave it at that. Dan Wetzel at Yahoo Sports has a great column on the future of the Big Ten Network and why the struggle right now between the Big Ten Network and Comcast could possibly be signaling that there are major troubles ahead for not only the Big Ten but other college football conferences as well. That's a story that we will pack up with us when we leave Chicago tonight and revisit on the program tomorrow. Plus, tune in after 4 o'clock on Wednesday. You'll have a chance to take home another pair of tickets to the Boondock Fest. That is coming up September 7th, the night before the Iowa-Iowa State football game. Tickets on sale now. Country music, food, drinks. It should be a fantastic time, sort of a tailgate before the big game between the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones the next day. 6:26, quick timeout. We'll come back to the Marriott on Michigan Avenue in downtown
Friday.
Downtown Chicago. We will bring you our interview with P.J. Fleck and a big board update after this.
July 27th, Cedar Valley Entertainment presents Fetty Wap.
Yeah,
Sean Kingston. And Mike Jones, live at the U.S. Cellular Center. Tickets on sale now at the U.S. Cellular Center box office, Ticketmaster.com, or by calling 1-800-745-3000. Fetty Wap, Sean Kingston, and Mike Jones. Live at the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids, Friday, July 27th. Get your tickets now.
Yeah, I got the text, just like every day about this time. What should we have for dinner? Usually I send back an IDK and get a frowny face emoji in return, but today I had an idea. Texted back just one word, Domino's, and she sent me a big smiley face and three thumbs up. I just might be a supper genius.
When it's time to decide on supper, here's an idea. Domino's. Order Domino's tonight. Edgewood Road in Cedar Rapids and in Marion.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association at this station.
Let's talk about Duran. Last year, he was a kitchen cook wanting to change his life for the better. Last month, Duran started his information technology career, making 50% more money, doing something he loves. Don't love what you do? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet on campus or live online 2 to 3 times a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
Back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show, right here on KGYN.
Give it up, everybody, for Scott Bakula from Quantum Leap.
6:28, and welcome back in as our coverage of Big Ten Media Days continues from downtown Chicago. Everything pretty much wrapped up. The 47th annual kickoff luncheon. The luncheon was served earlier today, and Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes have left the building, as has pretty much everybody else. They've got the Big Ten Network stage being dismantled several yards away from us right now, for those of you who watched coverage on the Big Ten Network. And lots to get into with the BTN and this ongoing struggle with Comcast dropping the Big Ten Network from markets outside the Big Ten footprint, what that could possibly mean for the network and the conference moving forward. Because remember, schools like Iowa get buco bucks from the television rights deals, and they get a lot of that money in the TV deal from the Big Ten Network. It's probably, arguably, the number one legacy Jim Delaney will leave behind when he does indeed retire and step aside. And we still don't know who the good candidates will be to replace Jim Delaney when he retires as commissioner of the Big Ten. Plenty more to get to. Just because we're leaving Chicago doesn't mean we're not going to have plenty to talk about on a Wednesday edition of the program. We've got Minnesota football coach P.J. Fleck coming up in just a few minutes. But right now, Kyle, back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, has a big board update.
Iowa junior defensive end Anthony Nelson was named to the Bronco Nagurski Trophy watch list this morning. That goes to the nation's most outstanding defensive player. The 6'7" NFL prospect had a team-leading 7.5 sacks last season and earned third-team All-Big Ten honors. Some people thought Iowa State's Ray Lima was snubbed by the Big 12 by not receiving preseason All-Conference recognition last week, but he's getting plenty of attention elsewhere as he was also named to the Nagurski watch list, as well as the Outland Trophy watch list, which goes to the nation's best interior defensive lineman. Lima is coming off a strong
debut season for the Cyclones, in which he earned All Big 12 honorable mention and Defensive Newcomer of the Year honorable mention. The Iowa State basketball team received its draw for the Maui Invitational coming up in November, and it'll open that event with a new-look Arizona team in the first round. A victory would put them in front of either Illinois or Gonzaga, and another one would lead to Duke, Auburn, Xavier, or San Diego State. The Colonels are off today before beginning a series at home with Clinton tomorrow, but Ben Rodriguez was called up earlier this afternoon to High A Fort Myers. He hit 254 with 8 homers and 22 RBI, but he's going to be replaced by an intriguing new prospect in catcher Ryan Jeffers. He was the Twins' second-round selection in the recent MLB draft, and in 28 games for Elizabethan, hit 422 with 3 home runs, 16 RBI, and 20 walks. Tonight after the show, it's going to be the Twins on the road in Toronto. They're already in progress. We'll join them when we hop off the air on 107.5 FM, The North, Jim.
6:31, when we come back, he is normally the most upbeat, positive guy at Big Ten Media Days. He seemed, well, not quite subdued today, but we had a little bit different version of P.J. Fleck this year than the one who joined us on Radio Row last year. You'll hear from the head coach of the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Get your oars out, folks. It's time to row the boat next.
There's never been a better time to try our Sprint network. We have to find a way to tell everyone. Atlas is here to help.
Because now we have our new Unlimited Plus plan. It has Hulu and all the TV and movies you love, Tidal Premium, music streaming, 15 gigabytes mobile hotspot, and full HD. All on the network built for Unlimited at the best price.
Exactly. We need to shout this deal from the rooftops.
You got it.
Yes, I didn't mean literally.
Sprint's new Unlimited Plus plan. Best deal ever.
Switch to Sprint's Unlimited Plus plan for just $42 per line. But hurry, for a limited time, it's now $22 per line when you bring or buy your own phones. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/unlimited, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Price with $5 per month auto pay discount. One Hulu limited commercials plan per Sprint account. Features differ. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new line subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC. Instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand. Ah, which are very hard to see in the dark. It's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
If you're single, listen up. Are you looking for something more meaningful than a hookup, but not in a rush to get married tomorrow? Then Match is the app for you. 1 in 4 relationships now start online. So when you're done with the casual apps and want something more meaningful, go to the place where it all started. Go to Match to find that grown-up relationship you've been looking for. Our listeners who go to Match.com/ESPN will get 7 days free. Search, view profiles, and photos for free. Only at Match.com/ESPN. That's Match.com/ESPN.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
He's still out here trying to convince the world that he's the man.
We are in the home stretch, and I can already taste the delicious treats that await us at the DeKalb Oasis, the one and only DeKalb Oasis on 88 on the way home tonight. The iPass is all ready to go. We're packed up. We got our bags, our luggage. We are ready to pack up and roll right out the door at 7 o'clock. But it's 6:34, and we can't do that until we bring you the rest of what we have in store for you at Big Ten Media. The folks are about to hear P.J. Fleck. Did you find it interesting that he was a little more reserved today than he was a year ago? Or am I completely off base here? He seemed
a little bit more, but he was
seemed humbled.
He was like a miniature dog that just drank an entire energy drink last year.
Five and seven will do that to you. 2 and 7 in the Big Ten will do that to you. P.J. Fleck and the Gophers riding a...
He wasn't Belichick or anything.
They've lost 4 of their last 5 games, including that 17-10 loss at Iowa last year. They also lost at Michigan. Did beat Nebraska 54-21, who didn't last season, and then closed out with a pair of shutouts, 39-0 at Northwestern, and then Wisconsin blanked the Gophers 31-0. So it's been 3 games since Minnesota has put points on the board. They'll be looking to change that August 30th against New Mexico State at TCF Bank Stadium. Hawkeyes play in the Twin Cities October 6th this year, playing for Floyd of Rosedale. Here he is, P.J. Fleck, joined us earlier today on Radio Row. Philip John Fleck sitting down with us on Radio Row at Big Ten Media Days, better known to the rest of the world as P.J. Fleck, entering year number two as head coach of the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Understand that your time is extremely limited. We appreciate you taking time to sit down with us. You remember us from last year because brought all of the goodies here. What did
you know how to get coaches over here. That's great because
exactly.
nothing over here is healthy. You've got Twizzlers, you've got the mints are okay. You got
mints
Slim
are okay.
Jims.
Slim Jims are a good source of protein.
It says
right there on the box.
The Tums are sugar-free, too.
Oh, correct. All right. And
what,
then we have the Tums. I appreciate the Tums.
What did P.J. Fleck learn about P.J. Fleck after year one in the Big Ten?
I think that if you stay consistent to who you are, eventually people will see your vision. And that's kind of what we've always done. One thing about us is we might be different, might be unique, but we're us. And we're not for everybody. But the people that were for, we've got to be able to see the consistency of that. That usually our program and our culture, those people come to the top. And the other people that don't want to be there leave the program, which is okay. But we're able to cipher through who really wants to be there and who doesn't want to be there.
Consistent to who you are, which means consistent energy. How important is it to keep that even when you're going through growing pains like you went through at times last year?
Well, that's part of life. You know, the best quote I've ever heard that was told to me a long time ago when I was struggling was, the dream is the process. Everybody sits there and says, I can't wait to get there, or I can't wait to win a championship. Well, I've won a championship. And then guess what they said? Can't wait for next year's championship. What are you going to do to make it better? Well, we were undefeated. How do I want to make that better? You know, like, what's better than that, right? And anything below that is going to be lower expectations. So the dream is the process. I'm living a dream every single day, and that means there's highs, there's lows, there's adversity, there's success, there's all those things. And when you have that type of mindset, I think you can really enjoy your life.
What's your quarterback situation look like right now? Do you have any vision in your head of how you'd like things to open camp with?
Oh, well, we have two guys that I love. It's just there's two of them. That's it. And they are both freshmen, and they both never thrown a college pass. That worries you a little bit, but I've been in that predicament before. And when you have, young guys surprise you in good ways and bad ways. They are going to have to learn. They're going to have to fail to grow. The best way to grow is to fail, period, right? It's easy to grow. It's easier to grow when you're having success. You might not grow as much, but it's easier to grow. When you fail, you have two choices. You can fail and you can grow, or you can fail and accept the failure part. And that's not what we're going to do. We're going to continue to grow. So failing is part of becoming successful, and they're going to fail a lot, but they're also going to have a ton of success as well.
On offense, there was a tough blow for you guys with Shannon going down during spring ball. How do you take some of the pressure off of Rodney Smith going into his senior year?
Freshman. I mean, we're 128 out of 130 in terms of being the youngest team in the country. I think we're the youngest Power 5 team in the country, most inexperienced team in the country. We're going to have three freshman running backs right behind Rodney Smith. So whether it's Muhammad Ibrahim, who's a redshirt freshman from the D.C. area, or we'll have Nolan Edmonds from Georgia, or you look at Bryce Williams from the Sarasota area. They're all freshmen, but they're going to have to be able to have that load. Hopefully by the end of the year, Shannon Brooks will be able to come back with that new redshirt rule.
What do you remember about last year's Iowa game? 17-10, close call. You guys could probably smell Floyd of Rosedale, and he's still in Iowa City right now.
Yeah, you know, we've won four out of 17 matchups, I think. We've got to do better in the rivalry matchups, period. One thing I love is I respect the rivalry. I love the rivalry. One thing I'll say is, playing at the Kinnick Stadium and where you're at is a special, special, special place to play. I will say that, and I know we're rivals, but it is.
Well, we talked with you about that last year. I mean, you suited up at Northern Illinois. You know what it's like to play there and what it's like to coach there.
Yep, and especially with the wave that you have now and the traditions that you have, it just makes our rivalry even more impactful and powerful. But it was close. We lost four really close games last year. And talking a 5-7 season, close to being 9-3 season, that doesn't matter. It wasn't. And so we have to be able to learn how to refuse to lose, not just want to win. That team wanted to win. Well, everybody wants to win. But if you don't do all the things in the off season to get yourself to refuse to lose, you're not going to win those games you want to win, and that was part of it. So close game, always going to be a close matchup. We look forward to having you out at TCF Bank Stadium and playing for the pig again.
All right, before we cut you loose, I just noticed the tie bar for our listeners at home, since this is radio and they can't see, it is an or. Is that a custom job? How did you come about acquiring that?
I mean, yeah, there's all those little touches that you can have with your suit. So I'm sure all the University of Iowa people love Row the Boat. So it's just our tie bar, little or. We're all set, you know.
Everybody loves it. You know, Row the Boat, but they're talking about you. And that's the whole point. And we were talking about you on the air in Eastern Iowa when you were in Kalamazoo. So it works.
It works.
And like you said when you sat down, it's not for everybody.
It isn't. It's a lifestyle. You know, it's not even just everybody talks about quotes and slogans. I mean, it's a lifestyle to live. And that's what we've helped and changed a lot of lives with it. And we're very proud of it. And just love our rivalry and love the matchup always.
Well, you mentioned Iowa making the trip north, TCF Bank Stadium. It is on the schedule October 6th. The Hawkeyes will come to the Twin Cities. We'll wrap up here, and we'll let you end the way that you always do.
I appreciate you guys. Row the boat, Scotty Ma, go Gophers.
All right, P.J. Fleck joining us on Radio Row. Thank you, P.J.
Row the boat, Scotty Ma, and go Gophers.
Scotty Ma. What is the translation there again?
It's just it's literally gibberish. It's just an old Minnesota rallying cry. PJ Fleck entering year number two. I think we have Rodney Smith as well from yesterday. I don't remember whether this was the whole segment or whether this was just the Floyd of Rosedale clip, but if we can have Rodney Smith ready to go. We caught up with Rodney yesterday, the Gophers running back, set to become the all-time leading all-purpose yardage man in Minnesota history. And if the Gophers are going to be any better this year, they're going to need Rodney Smith. He's on the cover, by the way, of the Lindy's Big Ten Preview magazine, along with Iowa's Nathan Stanley. Here's Rodney Smith from yesterday. All right, we've got Minnesota running back Rodney Smith with us now here on Radio Row. The Gophers, one of the big rivals for the Iowa Hawkeyes, play for Floyd of Rosedale every year. And October 6th coming up on the schedule this year. Rodney, this is a big year for you personally. I guess you're probably one of those guys who likes him.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, sir. It is what you make it. If you make it fun, it definitely is fun. And like I said, everybody that has stayed with the program is definitely enjoying it, enjoying the change and buying in and embracing it.
What is it like just having a little bit of continuity with the coaching staff? Because we brought up the fact that you've been through a lot of change and over your time at Minnesota, but finally you have a little bit of knowing the coaching staff and coming back the next year and trying to build on what you did last year.
It definitely is comforting going into the next season, knowing that the coaches support you and they have your back. And it's reciprocated. We support them, and we want to make them proud. And like I said, just do the best we can.
Well, it was a tough injury during the spring with Shannon Brooks going down to an injury. How much does that add to your plate, and how much do you feel as kind of that senior leader that you need to step up and really be a huge part of this offense this year?
I definitely know that I need to be a leader, but as far as playing goes, I know I will need some help. And Muhammad Ibrahim, he had a tremendous spring, and I think he'll step up and be a compliment to me. Jonathan Femi-Cole, he's a great guy, great running back. And we had two incoming freshmen that came in and are really rolling. So I'm excited to see what those guys can come in and help do with Shannon going down.
Minnesota running back Rodney Smith with us here on Radio Row as the Gophers get ready to kick off the season August 30th. Taking on New Mexico State at TCF Bank Stadium in the Twin Cities. We'll talk a little bit about that Iowa game last year. 17-10, kind of a nail-biter. You guys were in it. What do you remember about that game last year?
We had a lot of mistakes. We turned the ball over a few times. We had some guys drop some passes and not make plays. We kind of beat ourselves, and that's what was the case in a lot of our games. And we know as a team that in the Big Ten you got to take advantage of those big plays when they present themselves. And like I said, we have a lot of young guys, so just motivating them and inspiring them to make those plays when they do present themselves.
It's a big rivalry. It's one of the greatest trophies in sports. How often do you guys talk about Floyd of Rosedale, especially when he's not in the Twin Cities? I just saw him last week at the Iowa Football Complex. He's right. Living a good life in that trophy case. How often do you guys talk about trophy games and trying to bring him back? And obviously senior year,
right?
You want to be able to carry him off the field.
Right. It's definitely an emotional game for everybody, and definitely the state. We actually don't talk about it until the week of the game. We prepare for it just like any regular game, but of course the stakes are higher. It's like I said, it's an emotional game for not only players but the state and the fans as well.
Have you set goals for your senior season?
I have not, not personally. I haven't had team goals, like I said. We'd like to compete for the West and get into the Big Ten Championship and compete in the Big Ten.
How much do you look at the other teams in the West? Do you read the preseason magazines, watch Big Ten Network, try to figure out what's going on with the other schools, or are you just focused on what's going on at Minnesota?
In the offseason, I try to focus on what's going on in Minnesota. Try to, like I said, encourage all my teammates getting to get stronger and faster and really buy into the program and learn the offense.
Well, Rodney, we appreciate you sitting down with us, and we will see you again October 6th at TCF Bank Stadium when the Hawkeyes come to town to take on the Gophers for Floyd Rosedale. Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks for having me.
Minnesota running back Rodney Smith making his way up Radio Row, and that is going to be the second Big Ten game of the year for the Gophers. They open September 22nd at Maryland. Iowa will be the home opener, and we've talked a lot about preseason schedules with Minnesota when we had Mike Grimm on with us for the countdown to kickoff. New Mexico State, Fresno State, and Miami University out of the MAC sets up well, plus that opener at Maryland. Could be a 4-0 Minnesota team as the Hawkeyes come into that game. We'll see how things go, and I am told that P.J. Fleck could be joining us tomorrow here on Radio Row. And we know that he did because he led in to that segment with Rodney Smith, so a little bit of insight into the Gophers, and that's going to do it for our interviews. We actually had one with Purdue linebacker Marcus Bailey from yesterday that I don't think we'll have time to get to today. We talked with him about last year's Purdue game and what the Boilermakers need to do in order to exceed expectations moving forward into the 2018 campaign, which is upon us. Big Ten Media Days signaling the start to another football season. The Hawkeyes are ready to go. They open camp in about a week and a half. It'll be Friday, August 10th, the Media Day festivities at the football complex, and then Kids Day the following day. The scrimmage gets underway at noon. Hawkeye players signing autographs for the kids prior to that scrimmage, and we'll, of course, have full coverage of both events, Media Day and Kids Day, right here on KGYM. We'll be back in the studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids tomorrow. A full three-hour show for you. 3 hours, not four, because Scott and Mark will return local programming kicking off with the gym class tomorrow at 3 o'clock. They'll wrap up Lunchbox Heroes and tell you all about it on their program, Lunchbox Heroes, presented by Built by Pros. More details available at KGYMradio.com. While you're there, vote in our poll question. Who wins the Big Ten this year? Ohio State and Wisconsin are the preseason favorites, but if you've been around long enough, you know that there's a reason why they play the games. It's not always the preseason favorites that wind up in Indianapolis. One guy who would like to get there, and we never saw on Radio Row, is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. He's never taken the Wildcats to Indianapolis. They won 10 games a year ago. Had a lot of losses. We don't know about Clayton Thorson and his status for next year because he didn't stiff us. Northwestern's SID sort of stiffed us.
Yeah, it's kind of a bait and switch there.
Wanted to talk to Clayton Thorson yesterday. He talked with pretty much everybody else here except for us. He got married a month ago, may or may not be able to play for the first couple weeks of the season because he's coming back from the injury suffered in the Music City Bowl. The Wildcats are a big question mark in the Big Ten West. Purdue, I think, a known commodity, but the biggest wild card of all. And we've spent a great deal of our 8 hours here in Chicago discussing the head coach of the Nebraska Cornhuskers, the biggest wild card of all in the West, Nebraska and Scott Frost. Can they turn things around instantly in year one after going 3-6 in the Big Ten? They'll come into play with a four-game losing streak, and those losses were not pretty. We mentioned the 54-21 setback at Minnesota. Penn State beat them 56-44, and then Iowa closed out last season with a 56-14 win in Lincoln, which most Hawkeye fans remember not as well as they remember 55-24 against Urban Meyer and the Buckeyes. I think Wisconsin is the clear leader right now in the Big Ten West. Iowa shapes up two, and then after that I'm going to go Purdue, then Northwestern, then, oh, does it really matter?
No, probably not. After one, I just wonder if a team can put themselves in the same profile as Wisconsin, which means they're going to have to win 9 or 10 games this season and show that they have the ability, or at least the ability nationally that Wisconsin is going to have with all that they have returning offensively. Northwestern is the biggest enigma in the entire conference, because if Clayton Thorson's not ready to go, they have three quarterbacks who have thrown a combined one college football pass in their careers. I thought that they, even with Thorson in the offense last year, it was inconsistent. And I think he's probably one of the two or three best quarterbacks right now, most proven quarterbacks right now in the conference. Without him, they could be a 5-7, 6-6 team. With him, can they get back to 8-9, possibly 10 wins like they had last year? We'll see.
Who wins the Big Ten this year? It's our poll question at KGYMradio.com. A big thank you to Emil's Hideaway. Find him on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot in Cedar Rapids. We're going to take our final timeout from downtown Chicago. When we return, Kyle will get you a big board update, and then it is load-up time and time to hit the road. The Windy City, soon to be left behind for the home and comfort of Eastern Iowa. Back after this.
Jim Gaffigan, live.
I've never eaten a hot pocket and then afterwards been, what ate that? I'm always like, I'm going to die. I paid for that?
You've seen his comedy specials. Now see him live. Jim Gaffigan, Tuesday, August 14th at 8, Iowa State Fair Grandstand in Des Moines.
I was at this seafood restaurant, and this guy came over to our table.
You're not eating lobster. Is there a reason why you're not eating lobster?
And I was like, I thought I'd order what I want.
A night of all new material.
Lobster tail? Is that the area near the butt?
Mm-hmm. That's what I want, a little turf and bug butt.
August 14th, Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
I'm looking around.
Can't do that, Victoria's Secret.
See what you ladies are buying.
Where's all the angels?
Underwear.
Where's the open bar?
Get tickets at etix.com and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Convenience charges apply to all tickets.
Me and my ladies undies.
Don't miss Jim Gaffigan and the Fixer Upper Tour.
Blink 182, return, live in concert.
And that's about the time she walked away from me.
U.S. Cellular Center, September 24th. With special guests, state champs. Get tickets this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Blink 182, performing all the hits. Check out Blink182.com.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
And accepting the award for his department is, Dave.
This award means so much to me and everyone. From the interns we don't pay to the folks in legal handling my harassment suits, one very special person made this award possible, and that's me. Is that playout music?
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Back to the Todd Brodelkam Show, right here on KGYM.
We're supposed to be professionals.
6:54 as we start to pack up and tear down here. It's been a great 2 days in Chicago, capped off by a great dinner with a number of voices that you hear regularly on this program last night, a stop at the Billy Goat, and then plenty of action here our second work day in Chicago. Oh, we saw the Cubs beat the Cardinals, too, on Sunday, but Alex doesn't really like to talk about that. Let's send things back to Kyle in Cedar Rapids. He's going to have your final big board update of the night.
Iowa junior defensive end Anthony Nelson was named to the Bronco Nagurski Trophy watch list this morning. That goes to the nation's most outstanding defensive player. The 6'7" NFL prospect had a team-leading 7.5 sacks last season and earned third-team All-Big Ten honors. Some people thought Ray Lima was snubbed by the Big 12 by not receiving preseason All-Conference recognition last week, but he's getting plenty of attention elsewhere as he was also named to the Nagurski watch list as well as the Outland Trophy watch list, which goes to the nation's best interior defensive lineman. Lima's coming off a strong debut season for the Cyclones in which he earned All-Big 12 honorable mention and Defensive Newcomer of the Year honorable mention. The Iowa State basketball team received its draw for the Maui Invitational coming up in November, and it'll open that event with a new-look Arizona team in the first round. A victory would then put them in front of either Illinois or Gonzaga, and another one would lead to Duke, Auburn, Xavier, or San Diego State. The Colonels are off today before beginning a series at home with Clinton tomorrow, but Ben Rodriguez was called up earlier this afternoon to High A Fort Myers. He hit .254 with 8 home runs and 22 RBI, but he's going to be replaced by an intriguing new prospect in catcher Ryan Jeffers. He was the Twins' second-round selection in the recent MLB draft, and in 28 games for Elizabethan, he hit .422 with 3 home runs, 7 doubles, 16 RBI, and 20 walks. Tonight after the show, it's going to be the Twins on the road in Toronto. They beat the Blue Jays last night, and they'll try to do it again. We're about to join them in progress on 107.5 FM, the North, Jim.
90 seconds, Alex. Favorite part of the media day trip?
The dinner last night.
Dinner last night. Okay, how about as it pertains to the Big Ten football talk? What did we learn?
Well, we met our friends from Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah,
we learned that Jim Harbaugh,
Doug Duda,
wants the playoff to go to 16. We learned that Parker Hesse owns a camper from 1976.
Yep,
and just a lot of other. I felt like we were more lighthearted and less pure football talk this year than we were the last couple of years, and I like that.
My biggest takeaway is the fact that we have things to take away with us. The licorice and the Slim Jims and the mints all held out. We did not get enough foot traffic this year, although Dakota Dixon of the Wisconsin Badgers did his best to eat us out of licorice. We still have plenty remaining. And guess what? That means good news for our coworkers back at KGYM because they're going to get to enjoy all this stuff when we come in to work tomorrow. KGYM returns to local programming in our regular schedule on Wednesday. Mark Dukes and Scott Unash, the gym class, kick things off at 3 o'clock.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to